that hurt.
Mine hurt more.
Mine stopped hurting faster.
Neosporin Plus Pain Relief starts relieving pain faster and kills more types of infectious bacteria. Neosporin Plus Pain Relief kills the germs, fights the pain.
NATO's chief insists Gaddafi will go one way or the other. Newt Gingrich's paid presidential campaign staff all resigned yesterday. Gingrich says he'll restart his effort next week. This is CNN Radio.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Have gas prices gotten so high that you're actually considering buying a moped? You need to get to Advance Auto Parts at once for some incredible savings. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil with filter is now just $17.99. Find a better price and Advance will match it. See store for details. It's all you need for a complete Castrol oil change at the ridiculous price of just $17.99. Well, not as ridiculous as a moped. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
U.S. corporations are making record profits now, and many are looking to expand. But they're not looking for new people. They're just looking for new stuff. New York Times cites Labor Department data showing company costs for employees have risen 6.7% since the recovery began, while costs for equipment have fallen 2.4%. Perhaps no surprise, then, that spending on equipment has increased 13 times more than spending on workers. People who stay in hotels a lot are all too familiar with lobby breakfast featuring toast-it-yourself grocery store bagels and noisy machine-made orange juice. That's changing. Wall Street Journal is reporting on a growing trend. Lobbies redesigned to look like coffee houses, complete with the frothy lattes. Holiday Inn creating social hubs with Wi-Fi and good Java at some locales. Workers at Hilton Garden Inns are referring to their new areas as Starbuckian. Japan's main stock index up 0.5%, S&P futures down 2%. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for the new lower price of $89, a $170 value. You get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. It's got Father's Day written all over it. A Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Have gas prices gotten so high that you're actually considering buying a moped? You need to get to Advance Auto Parts at once for some incredible savings. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil with filter is now just $17.99. Find a better price and Advance will match it. See store for details. It's all you need for a complete Castrol oil change at the ridiculous price of just $17.99. Well, not as ridiculous as a moped. Advance Auto Parts.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Every minute matters.
It's about taking action that makes a real difference in real people's lives.
Time.
to engage.
How's it feel to wake up this morning and be the most hated man in Michigan?
Target locked.
I have a bold vision for Michigan's future.
And people are saying, well, they're getting this huge break. Well, I don't believe that's really true. Shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice.
Ready the Snyder Fighter.
It is time for a new era. It is time for...
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. It is Friday, a very autumnal-like Friday. Can you believe that 3 days ago it was 83 degrees at this time, and now it is 55 by best count? And if there's a little breeze out there, we might even have to factor in a wind chill. All right, maybe not quite that bad, but welcome to Michigan. Good morning. Looking forward to today's show. We've got some great stuff. Friday happens to be one of my favorite days on the show. Not because it's Friday and it's the end of the week, which there's some truth to that. You know, listen, we get up awfully early, and so it's nice to go into the weekend knowing you're going to get a little time to maybe get an extra hour or two. I happen to really enjoy Joe DeSano, and, of course, he'll be with us in a little while, and he's always got fun stuff to talk about. I just enjoy Fridays, and, of course, staff meeting Friday, as we always have our traditional staff meeting after the show. And, you know, it occurs to me that I had asked Todd a few days ago to find the First Shift caterer, the official caterer for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. And Todd, as I ponder, and, of course, I've left you alone. By the way, you were late this morning, but we're going to let it go for now. As I ponder my culinary choices for the staff meeting later on today, which will be a new venue for us, how are you coming on that caterer? You might want to try talking into the microphone. It's that silver thing that sits next to you.
Okay. To tell you the truth, I haven't even looked at catering services. I've been a bad boy.
You know, I know you're a busy guy. I know that. Let me just, you know, share something with you. Hey, Jeff, join us for just a second, would you, Jeff?
You got it.
All right. You have, technically, you have three jobs. We could actually call it three and a half if we wanted to get really technical about it. And you work a long day, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I'm up at, you know, 2:45 every morning. And as you know, I work until at least, you know, 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the evening, right?
And that's correct.
All right. Todd, just out of curiosity, what'd you do yesterday?
I got out of here. I worked out a little bit, and then I went to sleep for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
Did some schoolwork,
mm-hmm.
And then I went to school from about 6 to 10, and
yeah.
I probably could have looked up some catering services.
I'm just, you know, listen, I'm not trying to give you a hard time or anything, and. Obviously, I could certainly stand to not eat one meal every day, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know, we'll just not worry about it for now, okay?
All right.
Well, thank you. All right. Hey, listen, thanks. Now I'm just, of course, messing with Todd. We have this conversation almost every morning. It was really funny. Jeff and I were talking the other day, and David Holtz, who was on with us yesterday from the Senate Coney Island, Radford thought he was going to be bringing us food from the Senate Coney Island. The one thing I can tell you about people in radio, and Radford, I'm sure that this is true on the sports side of things. I've been on the talk side of things forever. I'm sure it's true in the sports side of things because I've been to some sporting events as a broadcaster. You know, they always feed you. What is it about radio people and food? We are just like hyper-focused on getting fed all the time.
That is the biggest perk that you can give. And we actually, yeah, in sports, we rank them. Like the Pistons will give you a pregame meal for free, and that's the best. The other places kind of, you know, give you a discount on food maybe, but Pistons do it high class.
You really? They give you a discount? You actually have to buy it?
Yeah, oh yeah. And the Tigers is very good food, but they make sure that you also pay for it.
Really? The media has to pay for the food.
There's things that you can get, though. I mean, if you're pretty savvy, you can get, you know, apples or oranges, maybe a salad here or there. The Tigers give away free ice cream in the second inning. That's pretty cool.
All right, come on. They don't give the media free food.
Not free food.
Let's talk Ford Field. What happens at Ford Field?
They have, at halftime, I do believe, it's been a while, but they had, like, nuts and snacks. Sometimes they have hot dogs, depending on if they're feeling generous that day.
All right, now see, in my one incarnation in radio, I actually was I was able to get in at the Silverdome. Was able to get into the press box because I had press credentials, so I could go there. And they always had a buffet at the Silverdome. They always had a buffet right outside where the press box was, and they would actually refresh that buffet, Jeff, throughout the game. So the food was always fresh, and you know, and of course, again. You know, media people love free stuff. So, you know, they were like vultures.
And right, I've heard from media people, like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why isn't it like it used to be? So it might have, it probably changed, obviously.
Obviously it did. And I remember going to the auto show, and there was always, and I know this is not true anymore, they used to have a green room for the press. Because, you know, there's a lot of press at the auto show every year, of course. And I would do my show live from the auto show. For 3 or 4 years, I did my show live from the auto show. And they had a green room just for the press. And they always had this amazing, you know, snack buffet. Now, it wasn't always hot food, but occasionally they would bring in, you know, those cocktail hot dogs wrapped in the phyllo dough, which everybody loves. And but there was always a nice, you know, like they would have the fancy mixed nuts, and there were always chips and, you know, lots of beverages to drink. And I know they don't do that anymore. It's not what it once was, but for me, and I maybe I've never mentioned this to you before, but you know, I did for the better part of 5, maybe 6 years, I would take my show every year to the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival. This is obviously before I was a political talker, and they would, it was a 10-day festival, Jeff. They paid for your airfare, they paid for your hotel, they paid for all of your food, they paid for your transportation to and from anywhere you wanted to go. In fact, you were assigned a driver. And so if I, after I was done with my show, if I wanted to go somewhere, this is the 1 year the guy's name was Eric. He was such a nice man. I had a cell phone number, and I'd say, hey, Eric, I'd like to go to Miami for the afternoon. And he'd drive me to Miami for the afternoon. It was an awesome perk. But unfortunately, I don't do that anymore. But you would have enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. If there's free food is all you have to tell me. Now, add a driver and stuff to it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it was sweet. Hey, listen, would you let Todd know that my buddy Don's down in the lobby? And fortunately, he woke up late, but he's here. So if you'll send Todd out to get him, I'd appreciate it.
If Todd's got some time, he's got a busy nap.
Oh, that's right. You know, he's got a nap schedule, and he's got to go to the gym and all that stuff. Okay, we got to, and before we get to the break, we got a couple minutes. Tigers last night, Justin Verlander, absolutely fabulous. Jeff, I think this is by far his best year yet. What I'm digging about him, and I don't know if there's a name for this phenomenon, but when you stop and think about how he is getting stronger as he gets deeper into the game, that's kind of blowing my mind. His seventh and eighth inning last night, although I realize you were a bit preoccupied during the game, you got to admit there's something special about a pitcher that throws harder in the eighth inning than he is in the second inning.
Yeah, it's called freak of nature. That's, I mean, it doesn't happen that often and even during his two no-hitters, he threw in the ninth inning. It was still high 90s, even higher than his first inning of both games. So, I don't know how you explain it. And they actually used to have two freak of natures because Edwin Jackson, when he was here, did the same thing. He pitched, he had that game where he pitched like 140 pitches, and his 139th was the fastest of the pitch of the night. So I don't, some guys can do it and some guys don't. It's just, I don't know.
Well, the good news is the Tigers did win last night 4-1 in an amazing fifth inning. Alex Avila is really coming on, not only as a catcher, but certainly offensively showing us some stuff lately. Very quickly, we talked about Manglio yesterday, article in yesterday's paper. He'll be back on Monday. He'll be rejoining the team on Monday, so we've got the weekend to see what they're going to do, and then, you know, it'll be interesting to see, because they're going to have to send somebody down. And I would imagine that's not going to be too terribly hard. That's not the hard part, Jeff. The hard part is, who are they going to play? You know, that's the question that needs to be asked.
And you know it's going to be Maglio. If you're not bringing him back up to sit the bench. So my guess, you can't move Bosch. Everyone's in love with Bosch. And Rayburn's already at second. Wells has been here. It'll be between Wells and Dierks, and I think it'll be Dierks.
It'll be Dierks. I would agree with you there. And, you know, whatever. I got to tell you, and again, I don't mean to beat up on Ryan Rayburn, but yesterday, you know, Alex Avila leads our, yeah, lead, it gets a triple, RBI, What does Ryan Rayburn do? Strikes out. What is it with this kid? I mean, seriously, I just don't get him. I don't get him. He's, you know, and he struck out on four pitches. It's not like he had this amazing at-bat. I don't know. I'm just not a believer. I think that we need to do something there, Jeff. I really do.
Well, and people were talking about trying to get Jose Reyes and move Peralta over to third. And it's like, I understand you don't like Brandon Inge, but it's not like the second base position is locked down either. I think either Reyes or Peralta, if they went in and got them, which is, again, is a long shot, why not try one of them at second?
No, listen, as you know, I'm not a big fan of Brandon Inge's bat, but his glove is pristine, and I do not want to be touching that third base position. I'm happy to keep him there. I just wish he were producing. And you gave me those numbers about how he does produce when it matters, so I'm going to leave it alone because you gave me facts. Kind of hard to fight facts, so I'm going to leave the facts alone. I just like to see more production out of my third baseman, that's all. But it's okay. You know, we're winning right now, so we can take that any way we want. We're winning.
Two triples by your catcher. That's an unheard of.
Yeah, I'm digging this, dude. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, let me get to the number, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Some of you had a real issue with me yesterday on two things I had to say. And what's interesting is we've got more conservatives listening than I ever realized. And I'll tell you all about that when we continue. Happy Friday to you. Let's get to the break before they cut me off. I'm Tony Truppiano. Thanks for punching in. We'll be right back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Because of the power outage in downtown Detroit, you are going to find intersections with no power, no lights, so you have to treat things as a four-way stop. That could give us a very tough ride along Jefferson and Woodward and Warren between M10 and 75. Wayne State University is closed. City County Building is closed. Frank Murphy Hall of Justice is closed. You want to check wherever your destination or employer might be today to see if it's open.
Stop by McDonald's today and try a cool and creamy premium roast iced coffee starting at just $1.19. Available in hazelnut, vanilla, and sugar-free vanilla. Try your favorite premium roast iced coffee flavor today. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there's a chance of thunderstorms today. Our high near 71. Tonight's storms, a low near 63. Tomorrow, possible rain and a high of 78. Right now, Metro Airport, it's overcast and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Reach is within, BlackBerry.
Wait, that's my future? What about romance, career?
Not my forte. But the Reach MD free medical radio app for busy medical professionals is now available for BlackBerry users. Just download and register for free. Reach MD will help your job, save you time, give you wonderful life.
Wait, how did you know I was in medicine?
I also know you sing short tunes in the shower.
Wow, you're good.
Visit ReachMD.com. XM167. Reaching and teaching medical professionals.
Mortgage rates are as low as 3%. 3.2 APR. Go to LendingTree.com today, where refinance customers save an average of $293 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-555-TREE to find out how much you can save today. That's 1-800-555-TREE.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at SpeedPass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right. Save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit SpeedPass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Justice. Is justice really blind? Is justice worth dying for? Worth fighting for? Justice is coming to you. Two men, one woman, the human rights perspective, fighting for justice. Every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on 1310 a.m. WDTW.
If you're in business and still don't have a website, you're missing out on thousands of potential customers that can help your business grow. Let the professionals at DWP Music Services connect your business to the World Wide Web. They can design anything from a simple one-page site to a full-blown e-commerce marketplace. It's time to take your business into the 21st century. Call DWP Music Services for a free consultation. 248-545-6612. That's 248-545-6612.
Moving forward with your plans can be hard when pain is dragging you down. So turn to Advil and Thermacare. Thermacare delivers heat that penetrates deep to soothe and relax muscles for all-day relief. And nothing's been proven to work better or last longer than Advil. With the right relief, you'll be back on track. Look for special savings on Advil and Thermacare at your local Walgreens. There's a way to stay well at Walgreens. Use all products as directed among OTC pain relievers.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. It is Friday. Gotta dig Friday. We got a call coming in. I do want to remind you, we are open lines this hour, and we are every first hour on here on First Shift. 888-552-3595. Again, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And let me not forget the Facebook First Shift poll question of the day. Was the country better before or after Ronald Reagan? The premise for that question is I had said during the show yesterday that we were a far better country before Reagan than after. Many of you tried to take me to task on that. Unfortunately, folks, I have one thing on my side that you don't. It's called fact and the truth. And so I'm more than happy to bring to take those calls. So if you want to argue with me about that, I know Dean will be calling at some point because he wanted to argue Reagan or Carter. I'm happy to argue that one as well. Anyway, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Let's go to the phones. Welcome my good friend Tom in Detroit. Tom, a pleasure to have you on the show today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and excuse me while I kiss the sky. And I'll pick up all the pieces and make an item and might even raise a little sand.
You go, brother.
All right, but anyway, I wanted to make comment about yesterday's article in the Detroit Free Press, where at the end of it, former Governor Mitt Romney says that President Obama has failed the country. You know what? Some of these people, you wonder what world they live in. I mean, you know, here's President Obama. He has inherited the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, okay? And what did he do? I mean, granted, you know, Bush started it with the loan money to GM and Chrysler, but he continued it, all right, in terms of, you know, giving money to GM and Chrysler to help them reorganize, all right? They went through a successful bankruptcy, came out leaner. I'm not going to use the word meaner, but leaner, okay? And since then, GM's had the IOP, IPO, whichever.
Yeah, the IPO, right?
IPO, and you know they're doing well as Chrysler. Now they're not out of the woods yet. Okay, so and I mean basically, what if he had to listen to Shelby and Bunning and some of those other folks, and even Romney talking about let them go out of let them go belly up. I mean, this country would have seen the worst economic tsunami of epic proportion since that Great Depression.
Right, and Tom, as you know, this would have not just affected Southeast Michigan. The domino effect of that, you know, there are auto factories all over the country. This would have just been a uniquely Michigan problem. And
right.
Tom, not only that, you know, the suppliers to the auto industry.
Yes.
And we'll recall, and let's remind people that, you know, the second and third tier suppliers were also asking for bridge loans, and the government turned them down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's remember that, you know, they worked as hard, if not harder, than these auto companies to stay viable while General Motors and Chrysler were working through that. How many of these suppliers, Tom, do you think got left in the dirt a little bit, left in the dust a little bit, because once you file bankruptcy, a lot of that debt disappears? I mean, there were people that were damaged. I can't fathom, Tom, really. Can you fathom how much worse it could have been had we had done nothing?
You know, it's almost it's almost unbelievable in terms of what would have happened. And just a few more points, and then I'm going to go. I mean, he said that he was going to be the last one to deal with this health care reform. He's done that. He's brought the war to an end in Iraq, and he's getting ready to do a drawdown over in Afghanistan. And so, you know, I think some people's, you know, brain should be in order before their mouth starts running. Because, I mean, stuff comes back to haunt you.
Well, Tom, as I said yesterday, you and I had been together a very long time, and we know a lot of people that talk a whole lot faster than their brains can work. So we're just going to... We're just going to leave that there. Hey, have a nice weekend.
What does James Brown say? Talking loud and saying nothing.
That's right. You got it. I'm sorry I'm not going to see you tomorrow. I'll be at the 14th Democratic Club meeting tomorrow. That's all right. We'll see you very soon, Tom. Thanks so much for the call. Let me take another call here. I've got an in-studio guest, by the way, who I'll introduce in just a moment. But let's welcome Jeff and Novi to First Shift. Jeff, welcome to the show. A pleasure to talk to you this morning. What's on your mind?
Chuck. Is the name.
Oh, Chuck. Okay. Well, my screen says Jeff, so you're Jeff, whether you like it or not now.
Okay.
I'm just teasing with you. Go ahead, Chuck. What's on your mind?
You're talking about Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
Whether or not the country is better off. It, you know, for a lot of people, I guess it could be a far stretch, a conspiracy theory kind of thing or whatever, but it's the propaganda. You know, I mean, Reagan had an early career of doing propaganda for the World War II effort.
Yeah, he did.
When he came to Washington, he continued with the propaganda, and people bought it. You know, I never liked him as an actor, but he should have gotten an Oscar for the role he played in D.C.
So I'm guessing that you're saying we were much better before Ronald Reagan than after Ronald Reagan.
We would have been better off had we not had Reagan.
Okay.
I would go that route. And one very quick, simple example of it was Jimmy Carter put solar panels on the White House. Reagan took them down. How much further ahead would we be now in solar energy had that not happened?
You know, listen, I'm waiting for the call, Jeff, and I'm sure it's going to come in where people are going to tell us what a disaster Jimmy Carter was. You know, Jimmy Carter, not unlike Barack Obama, inherited a country in utter turmoil. And people keep forgetting that. People keep forgetting that presidents inherit certain situations, and, you know, they end up having to wear it. Now, listen, you know that when you run for the presidency, so it's not like I'm letting anybody off the hook here. But we got to be careful who we blame for what is all I'm saying, Jeff or Chuck.
Well, let me go back to the propaganda thing. That was the major reason for the election turnouts of the 2010.
The
propaganda on the right started, you know, the day the election was over, that Obama had won, and, you know, Hannity and all those people on the right. With, you know, Hannity could never speak of our president without name calling.
You're right, and I gotta tell you, Chuck, it just kind of amazes me. And I said this yesterday: the Democrats are horrible with message. You know, that's true. You know, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because these are people that get up and go to work. Democrats go to work every. I'm not talking about me and you. I'm talking about our legislators. They're good, hardworking people. They're just not great communicators. And they don't know how to defend their position.
Well, I think also a lot of it has to do with who owns and controls the media. I will give Republicans credit. They are good at media manipulation. But, you know, how many of those people collecting 6- and 7-figure salaries are actually willing to risk that to tell the truth? I think a lot of them are just telling what they are told to tell. And we all know how... the Fox Network is. There is no such thing as Fox News. It's not news.
No,
Fox Cable Network.
That's why a lot of people, Chuck, call it faux news, but we'll leave that there. I want to thank you for your call. We are going to take a quick break here. A good friend of mine from college is in town from Pennsylvania, and when we come back from the break, I'll introduce it to him. I'll tell you a little bit about what he's doing because it's really kind of cool. If I got fishermen in my audience, and I'm sure I do, you're really going to be interested in what my buddy Don has to say. I'm going to be really happy to share him with you. And again, if you'd like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. Thanks for punching in with us this morning on First Shift. The poll question of the day is there. Reagan, better before or after? We'll take the break and be right back.
Team 10.
10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update includes good news, Tony. On the freeways, we're doing just fine, not seeing any kind of issues or delays yet. We may end up having that lighter than normal Friday traffic, which we often get, especially in the summertime. And that may help a little bit with drivers who need to head through the city, through downtown Detroit. Plus, with many businesses being closed, like the DIA and Wayne State and Wayne County Community College and the city-county building, that will also affect traffic. We won't have as many drivers. Make sure, though, you treat an intersection as a four-way stop. I'm Diane Cross, traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there's a chance of thunderstorms today. Our high near 71. Tonight's storms, a low near 63. Tomorrow, possible rain and a high of 78. Right now, Metro Airport, it's overcast and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. At a nurses' rally in Washington this week, AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka repeated a warning to politicians that workers want a politically independent labor movement, and labor won't be supporting politicians who don't support workers. Trumka first sounded this warning at a National Press Club speech in May.
Powerful political forces are seeking to silence working people. Working people want a labor movement strong enough to help return balance to our economy, fairness to our tax system, security to our families, and moral and economic standing to our nation. And it doesn't matter if candidates and parties are controlling the wrecking ball or simply standing aside to let it happen. The outcome is the same either way to us. If leaders aren't blocking the wrecking ball and advancing working families' interests, then working people will not support them.
Trumka says AFL-CIO is redoing its entire political program, intent on supporting only politicians who support workers. The U.S. Labor Department is suing the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services Child Protective Services Division for not paying overtime to hundreds of its employees. The suit alleges that 800 current and former investigators and caseworkers were denied the payments which are required under federal labor law. The suit seeks more than $1 million in back wages plus damages. New York City public workers have been cleared of intentional work slowdown allegations, Jesse Russell reports.
Do you remember all of the hoopla last December surrounding a New York City councilman who alleged he had evidence of an intentional work slowdown during one of the winter's worst blizzards? Well, last Friday, a report was finally released essentially exonerating city workers of any perceived wrongdoing. The report filed by the New York City Department of Investigation found that there was no evidence of a slowdown and that Councilman Daniel Halloran had no actual evidence that such a slowdown actually happened. Halloran was unable to produce evidence that city employees really had told him they were obstructing snow cleanup. The report did have one benefit, as it showed the city where it could improve in the future. For example, nearly half of the snow chains on trucks broke, and some workers became stuck in drifts for as long as 12 hours. Halloran, for his part, issued a statement saying the investigation didn't result in any definite conclusion regarding his statements, and he touted the courage of his convictions to take on the city.
This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. Welcome back, Tony Trupiano with you. Want to thank Tom and Chuck, a.k.a. Jeff, a.k.a. Chuck, a.k.a. who typed that in. Come on, Radford. Is this, you know, is this a hangover from yesterday's emergency room visit?
I just thought that Jeff is a good name. I like Jeff.
Well, I'm sure you do. It happens to be yours, so of course you like Jeff.
Right, so, you know.
You know, sometime when we really have nothing to talk about, we're going to, you know, ask people to call in that really don't like the name their parents gave them, so they decided to go with a different one. But we're going to have to be, it's going to have to be a really, really slow news day for that to happen.
How do you feel about Tony?
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. In fact, my in-studio guest actually has a connection to the name Tony. but for different reasons. Let me introduce, as we've got some callers coming in, and we'll have to take calls with us too, Don. A good friend of mine from college, and I mean a good friend of mine from college, Don and I were neighbors for the better part of 3 years, actually. I guess I need to turn your microphone on. Joining me now is Don Leewright, in from Pennsylvania.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. I'm glad that you were able to join us this morning. We've known each other 30-something years now.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, and we survived it.
Well, sometimes I wondered. It was a close call on a couple occasions, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of fun. As you, of course, well know, the audience would not know this, we founded a fraternity together. And that was in response to some hazing that was going on the Alma College campus. And so our initial effort was a little more less serious than what it ended up evolving into,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, it did. But it started off very almost haphazardly, but then we really...
That would be a word for it.
Yeah. then we kind of got ourselves together and really focused and made something pretty neat, I think.
And it's growing and thriving, and of course we ended up affiliating with the national fraternity, Sigma Chi. So if there are any Sigma Chis in my audience today, hello, brothers. Nice to be with you. And very, very proud of what we accomplished there. And it's great to see you again. You and I ended up we're able to get lunch on Monday, I believe. Yeah, it was Monday. Was it Monday?
Tuesday.
You know, again, when you get up at the time of the morning I do, they all just kind of start flowing together. You just don't remember any day from the next. Anyway.
Tuesday in that memorable record heat that we had.
Yeah, where we were both soaking wet by the time we were done eating
and
lunch.
Now today you need a coat to come in.
And that's crazy. Well, welcome. And I don't know if in Pennsylvania the weather is as unpredictable as it is here in Michigan, although you told me the other day the winters are not as harsh there as they are here.
The only way I can predict the weather is check on what's going on up here, and then about 2 days later we'll get it.
Okay.
So it's pretty consistent in that respect.
All right.
So we get a little bit more of the moisture that comes up from the Gulf and things.
Hey, listen, do you want to take a call with me, and then we'll come back and talk about what you're up to these days?
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
This is really cool.
This is fascinating
for
me.
Well, my next caller has been with me a long time. As you know, this is not my first time at the rodeo, and Dean in Rochester, who joins us now, has been listening to my show on and off for many, many years, and he joins us now. Dean, good morning. Welcome to First Shift.
Oh, hi, Tony. Thanks. Mostly on, by the way.
Mostly on. I agree. Yep. You've been a good friend. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No, I just remember Reagan as being somebody that you looked up to, and I think the country was more inspired under him than they were under Carter.
That I would agree with. You know what, Dean? I cannot disagree with that. One thing Ronald Reagan was, I mean, he was they called him the great communicator for a reason, because he was a great communicator. No question that's true. Were we more inspired? We absolutely were more inspired. Jimmy Carter was not the kind of guy that gave you warm fuzzies. I mean, you know, you didn't listen to Jimmy Carter speak and go, dang, when I grow up, that's what I want to be. But I would agree with you that, you know, Ronald Reagan certainly got our attention. And, you know, we were, you know, my freshman year in college, Dean and Don, I don't know if you remember this, was when Ronald Reagan was shot.
Yes, I do. Yeah, and, I remember watching that on television.
And Dean, I'm sure you remember this as well. I mean, the country was just riveted, you know, by and terrified by the thought that we could, you know, potentially lose a president to an attack like that. And certainly we rallied around the president at that time. But I would agree with you, Dean. We certainly felt, you know, Ronald Reagan certainly made the country feel good about themselves. That's true.
And let's see, I forget what the inflation rate was, but that was high, and I remember unemployment being somewhere over 10. Probably the biggest thing was I know interest rates were around 20. 21%,
something
like that.
Listen, and Dean, thanks for the call. I certainly didn't envy Jimmy Carter. He came in after, of course, we had the whole Watergate thing, and then Gerald Ford, and then the economy was in a mess. Interest rates were through the ceilings. Jimmy Carter, I think we could safely say, Don, was a much better foreign policy president than domestic policy president.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fairly safe to say. Until this day, he's better at foreign policy than domestic policy, but, you know, we can talk about the facts of trickle-down economics later. Right now, I want to go fishing.
I can help you with that.
I know you can help me with that. I want to, if folks, if you're in front of a browser right now, or you want to write this down, drdstackleshack.com. That's Dr. D-R and then D-S, tackleshack.com. All right, tell me how this bright, beautiful friend of mine ends up with drdstackleshack.com. Actually, it's a great story, and for a great reason. You're an avid fisherman.
The bright, beautiful friend.
Bright, beautiful friend.
Is he located locally, or...
No, he's from Pennsylvania. He just happens to be in town for the week.
Actually, I got involved with this website as kind of a lifelong dream. I grew up fishing with my dad in Michigan area. I grew up in Westland, went to John Glenn High School, that whole thing there. Ended up at Alma College. Met you and got diverted then. actually, I became a podiatrist after that through... The following along of that path, I got frustrated with managed care and insurance companies and
imagine
decided to leave that profession and move on to something else. I worked at a retail sporting goods store for about 5 years and became frustrated with that because I just didn't have enough control over the situation. I had customers coming in all the time wanting specific things to fish, especially in the area that I was at, and we couldn't get a hold of them. It just, the corporate structure just didn't allow us to acquire that. So I quit that and talked things over with my wife, and we decided, well, let's try this. It seems like a good way to kind of get my feet wet without a huge investment through through a brick-and-mortar store.
Right.
And away I went. So I started looking around. I ordered some lures myself from different manufacturers, tried them out. Found some stuff that I liked, and then I started stocking them from there. Mostly what I try to concentrate on right now are what are called hand-poured or hand-manufactured, hand-crafted lures, which are just Joe Blow out there in his garage pouring up some plastic worms and trying to sell them and make an extra few bucks on the side.
Well, what one of the reasons that I kind of fell in love with this thing is I kind of like the medical angle you kind of take, the little facade that you put on this.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting, if people go to drdstackleshack.com, you actually keep a blog. That's where your real expertise, the website is actually written in a real fun way, and I was pretty amazed when I talked to you because, as this audience knows, I do communications consulting, and I do a lot of website consulting, and I thought you went out and paid somebody big bucks to write the web, and you'd actually done it yourself.
Yeah, which, thank you. That was very flattering. Impressive. Very flattering when he told me that. I just started to try to write about the things, the lures, in a way that I felt I would like to read about them or learn about how to use them. And I usually just kind of kick back in my easy chair and with my keyboard in lap and type things up.
Well, and you did a great job, but I want to send people to the blog, and if they go to the drdstackleshop.com, they'll see the blog on the navigation pane. That's where your real expertise shines. Now, I told you when you'd asked me to first go and read it, you know, my first thought was, well, man, this is really technical. But then it occurred to me, well, that's actually the beauty of this is that, you know, your expertise is really shining through. Well, it is. I mean, you tell us what you used and why you used it and why you thought it worked. And I know that, and you, of course, know this better than I do, but actually what I want you to address now, you know, as you interact with people that are avid fishermen, I don't think people understand that aren't avid fishermen, you know, how serious this is for folks. I mean, nationally, fishing is huge. And I know it is in Michigan for sure.
Especially bass fishing. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, the Bass Angler Sportsman Society was formed, and a whole new career set was designed around that for people to become professional bass fishermen. There are tournament trails out there now that for one tournament that a gentleman can win, it's $100,000.
Win a bass tournament?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. That happens to be the FLW Tour, the BASS Tour, also sponsors some tournaments that have that much prize money involved. And then there's a sort of a trickle-down effect of local tournaments and regional tournaments that can build into those tournament trails. And there's also just local guys like me that belong to clubs that may have 15 or 20 boaters in it with an equal number of non-boaters that share the boat with the guy. And they go out and have pot tournaments on weekends and things where the prize may be $100 or $25. So this BASS organization really just ballooned and really enhanced the whole, arena of fishing.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Again, my buddy Don from college, DrD's Tackle Shack.com. And Todd, if you'd be so kind as to get that up on the Facebook page, we'd appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break here, come back and talk a little bit more with Don. And, of course, your calls are welcome. Reagan, country better before or after him? Somebody says during on the Facebook page. How can it be better during? Makes no sense. Oh, sweet Jesus. All right, we'll take the break. We'll be back. Stay punched in with us. I'm Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid radio show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid radio show is for you.
The My Great Kid radio show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. And participate in McDonald's.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, Tony Trupiano with you on this Friday program. Let me, by the way, quickly let you know what we're doing today. We got a little bit behind, but not in a bad way. By the way, hey, Radford, we should probably let everybody know, because that was actually at the top of my sheet. You have cable now.
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah.
It'd be exciting if I could actually use it, but we'll
get to that tonight. Well, now, wait a minute. Can we briefly say that, you know, you've had a problem with your sciatic nerve and it inflamed yesterday, ended up in the emergency room, and yet here you are, the trooper, still coming into work today. I also want to point out that I didn't make you come into work today. You did this of your own free will.
Right. Well, I mean, once you cracked the whip, I decided my free will should be to come in.
Yeah, well, but let's also remind everybody, you gave me the whip.
I remember a whip back in the day. I
don't know. Uh-oh, we're starting to see a pattern here.
It was quite ironic that I finally got cable so I could watch the Tigers game, and the first night that I'm able to do it, I end up doing it from the ER. So,
how are you feeling, by the way?
Oh, I'm flying high.
Well, I know, but how are you feeling? There's a difference.
Very good.
I'm glad. And I know you got to go for an MRI. Would you finally listen to me and just go to the chiropractor, please?
I'm going to doctors who have doctor's degrees.
I was actually going to suggest a chiropractor.
Well, thank you.
They're great for that kind of malady.
And this is coming from a medical professional.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Dr. D.
But he's a real doctor.
Okay. Well, I saw the website, Dr. D's Tackle Shop. I went there and checked it out.
All right. Well, anyway, go to the chiropractor. I had the same problem. I went to the chiropractor. I told you it was gone in four visits. But no, go get your expensive MRIs and all that other stuff. I know you're going to do it your way. I just want you to know that you don't have to do it this way. It doesn't have to be painful.
Acupuncture is also a great treatment protocol for that kind of condition, too.
Plus, the technicians are usually hot.
I'm not going down that road.
Yeah, I did. All right. Anyway, Radford, take care of yourself. Get better. All right. Anyway, so it's 7 o'clock today. In a little bit, we're going to have Kim Hodge on. And Jeff, I know you're looking forward to this, as am I. An interesting concept. Don, are you familiar with time banks?
No, I'm not.
Well, you're going to learn about time banks this morning, Don. Time banks are... Jeff, what's the best way to paying it forward? Is that what we called it yesterday?
That one movie with the kid from The Sixth Sense.
Sure.
The pay it forward deal where you do something nice and then I think it gets reciprocated on and on and on.
Right, but you actually, they keep a database of this stuff, so you donate hours is the way I understand it. And Kim Hodge will explain it all to us. And then when you need something done because you've given something, then you can get it. It doesn't cost you any money.
Very cool. So almost a barter system with your time.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So Kim Hodge will be with us. And then at 8 o'clock, Joe DeSano from Main Street Strategies, who we always enjoy having on the show. He is just one fun dude, one serious guy as well. So we'll look forward to him. So that's what we've got planned for today. And, of course, whatever's on your mind, folks, we've got a lot of open line time today. So feel free to join us at any time. Again, the number is 888-552-3595 552-3595 Tony@thetonyshow.org. Back to fishing for just a moment. I when we were in college, of course, we didn't do much fishing.
None.
No fishing. Have you? I mean, you said you used to go fishing with your dad. Were you always a fisherman? I mean, I just.
Yeah, but when I moved to Florida, back in the mid '80s, no, early '90s. And my now wife, her brother, was one of these bass fishermen that I talked about earlier that was a semi-professional and professional tournament fisherman. And he kind of took me under his wing and really caused me to catch the bass fishing bug. And that's down the path that I ended up going and just fell in love with it.
This is going to sound like a really naive question. Do you release your fish or do you eat them?
I release everything I catch.
So you don't, do you eat fish? Do you eat fish?
I love fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that sounds like a stupid question, but.
No, it's not necessarily. I have nothing against selective harvest is what it's called by the In Fisherman crew, which is a magazine and radio TV publication system, or group. But, bass are traditionally not capped. Just because it's considered such a valuable resource. It's in danger of over-harvest if everybody did keep those. However, walleye, which I'm sure you're aware of, Lake Erie is one of the greatest walleye fisheries in the country. If I caught walleye, I would keep some of those and eat them.
Okay.
It's just in the region of the country where I live, walleye are not readily available, which is I'm from South Central Pennsylvania. We've got a few inland lakes there, a big inland reservoir where striped bass fisheries are real predominant. And then there's a number of rivers and things where I fish for smallmouth bass primarily. So if I was in a walleye fishery, I would definitely keep a few of those to eat.
All right. Well, I know in your blog you said you were releasing the fish, so that's why I asked the question because. And I wasn't sure, and especially as many fish as you caught that day. I said, there's no way he kept all those fish.
Yeah. Well, there's actually
the 14 freezers just to keep fish.
Various states have, and it usually is a limit of five as far as bass go. If you're going to keep a certain number of fish, state fishery resources in Michigan, it's the DNR, set up size limits and quantity limits that you're allowed to catch of each different species of fish. With panfish, usually it's somewhere it's 25, because they're so abundant. Bass, it's usually 5, and with a limit of, in Pennsylvania, it's 14 inches. I believe Michigan has moved it up to 14 inches. Some lakes will have larger length limits on that because they're managing them for those larger fish. But there are limits to how many you can keep on any given day.
All right. Well, and I know that you do have to have a license to fish in Michigan. I'm sure that's true around the country.
Yep.
And again, I know that, you know, fishing happens to be a sport that's growing and yearly. I mean, it continues to get bigger and bigger,
yeah,
which kind of blows my mind.
I believe outside of hunting, it's the largest amount of monies spent on any outdoor sports participation type event that there is. And the only reason I think that hunting is a little bit more expensive because a gun is anywhere from $250 to $1,500, whereas, you know, you can go and get into fishing for $25-$30 for a rod and reel combo. And
that's the one thing I like about fishing is that no matter, and you know what, and talk about a sport for all ages, we were at my sister and brother-in-law's last weekend, and they don't live too far from a lake. You know, they have lake privileges, and my 4-year-old niece just got her little pink fishing pole, and she was so excited, couldn't wait to go fishing.
Yep.
Now, that's one of the things, and I have great memories of, I as you know, I lived on a lake when I was a kid, and so I've always been a fisherman. I've never been an avid fisherman, but I've always enjoyed fishing. And to me, when I think of vacation, especially northern Michigan or summer, when I think of vacation, I think of fishing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something to me, you know, there's no such thing as wasted time fishing ever.
No.
You just, there is no such thing. Even if you don't catch anything, it's not a waste of time.
There's even an old saying somewhere that God gives you back the time that you spend when you're out fishing.
So, all right.
I'm going to live to 113, I think, at this rate.
All right. Well, I got a question for you via email, so we'll get to that a little bit later on. Kathleen, thank you for that. It's my friend Kathleen Losh, a former state representative. Wonderful lady. You'd love her, man. Smart, smart woman. She's great. Don, thank you. We're going to take a quick break here for the top of the hour. A lot to get to. Kim Hodge, when we continue, thanks for punching in with First Shift this morning. Let's take the break, and we'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update, all good news on the freeway. Coming up I-75 from downriver, we are moving fine. Coming in from West Road toward Eureka, towards Southfield Road, up and over the Rouge River Bridge and into the city. It's once you get into downtown Detroit that we have the problems because of the power outage. So many of the signals at the intersections, major ones, Jefferson and Woodward and Michigan and Warren near M10 and 75 near Wayne State, all of those without power, you have to treat them as a four-way stop.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there's a chance of thunderstorms today, our high near 71. Tonight's storms, a low near 63. Tomorrow, possible rain and a high of 78. Right now, Metro Airport, it's overcast and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Andy Rose. A NATO military official tells us Muammar Gaddafi is a legitimate military target for them. That comes as NATO's leader says firmly that Gaddafi will not stay in power. However, spokeswoman Oana Lujescu says they are going after Gaddafi's critical military capabilities, not necessarily the man himself.
The war machine that has been consistently attacking, relentlessly attacking and systematically attacking civilians in Libya.
Syria's military is planning to go back into the border town of Jisr al-Shagur, and residents there are preparing for a potential slaughter. CNN's Arwa Damon reports thousands of residents are trying to get out.
Opposition activists have consistently been maintaining the fact that this has been a peaceful uprising. They absolutely say that there is no one who is being held hostage in Jisr al-Shagur, nor has that been the case in any other part of the country.
The Syrian government claims the protesters are armed gangs. After some false starts, health officials in Europe think they finally know the source of the deadly E. coli outbreak there, German bean sprouts. Still not sure how they got contaminated, though. Newt Gingrich's presidential campaign headquarters is empty, literally. All of his paid staff resigned yesterday after a series of embarrassing statements and financial revelations. CNN contributor Cornell Belcher says some in the GOP had been worried about this.
The Republicans I knew said discipline, management skills. It was going to be a real problem for him, and that could be the implosion. And clearly what you see is he has a discipline problem.
But Gingrich says he will be reorganized in time for Monday night's debate in New Hampshire. You can see that live at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on CNN television. After 2 weeks, the Wallow wildfire in Arizona is only 5% contained. That's progress, though. Until yesterday, there was no containment at all. This is CNN Radio.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3%, 3.18% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-800-TREE today. That's 1-800-800-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for the mature eye care professional.
Companies are loosening their purse strings again, but they're spending a lot more on things than on people. New York Times cites government numbers showing corporate spending on equipment and technology up 26% since the economic recovery began. Spending on employees, though, up only 2%. This says costs to employ people have risen, while costs for equipment have fallen. If you do the grocery shopping for your household, no one has to tell you that food prices are still rising a lot. One study shows about a 4% increase just from the first 3 months of this year to now. The quarterly Market Basket Survey from the American Farm Bureau Federation looks at some of the common items we buy. Prices up for things such as steaks, deli meats, milk, produce, cereal. Prices actually down a bit for chicken breasts and shredded cheese. Japan's main stock index up 0.5%. Europe's markets are down. S&P futures are losing 4 points. NASDAQ futures now down 2 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions. It's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Have gas prices gotten so high that you're actually considering buying a moped? You need to get to Advance Auto Parts at once for some incredible savings. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil with filter is now just $17.99. Find a better price and Advance will match it. See store for details. It's all you need for a complete Castrol oil change at the ridiculous price of just $17.99. Well, not as ridiculous as a moped. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Look around you. Companies sacrifice human health and even life for profit. This is the world in which we live. And these are the lives of our fellow human beings. But we don't have to accept it.
At a time when truth is needed, when courage and strength is rare, when a voice is needed to cut through the lies.
Disagreeing is not enough any longer. In order to mandate change, we must not just show up. Now we must stand up.
It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And good morning. It is Tony Trupiano. Thanks for punching in today. It's a Friday morning. We've got some good stuff to get to. Again, my friend Don Leewright from my college days is with us. We're going to get back to him. I've got a question for him. Somebody left a suggestion that Don liked. We'll get back to Don in a little while, I promise. In the meantime, if you want to join us, you're always welcome to do that. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. The email address, as always, tony@thetonyshow.org. And let's not forget our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day. And it's simple. Was the U.S. a better country before or after Ronald Reagan? And the better before is running away with it at this point. Not even close. But feel free to, you know, ring in on that. You can also vote via email, or you can call us as we get into open line time. All right, let's turn our attention. We were talking in the last hour about this thing called a time bank. And what is it? And, you know, we talked how it's a little bit pay it forward. Well, we should just go to the expert who can tell us exactly what it is, and you'll find out why I'm a little jealous I don't live in Lathrop Village. Kim Hodge joins us now. Kim has lived in Lathrop Village for 15 years, and until 2008 only knew a handful of her neighbors. Well, she decided to start a time bank, and since then, well, let's just say she knows just about everybody in Lathrop Village and maybe lots of points beyond. And so let us welcome from the Lathrop Village Time Bank, Kim Hodge herself. Kim, thanks for being with us this morning on First Shift.
Thanks. I'm happy to be with you.
All right. This is just a very, very cool idea. So tell me just basically what a time bank is, and I want to get into your personal story a little bit.
Okay. A time bank is a community skill exchange. It's a way for people in a community, in a smaller geographic area, not a huge geographic area, to say, we have unmet needs and untapped resources, and let's connect them together. So let's just say I'm a really bad cook, which is true. And let's say, Tony, you're a great cook.
Which is true.
Okay, so you might cook for me. You might make me some delicious meal, and you get 2 hours in your bank. And then you'd get to go shopping with your 2 hours among all the rest of our, we have about 130 people who are members of our time bank in Lathrop Village, who are all residents of Lathrop. You could go shopping and get something that they had to offer to you. So someone might mow your lawn or teach you computers or whatever all the many offers are that are in our time bank. And then you would have that service done to you. It's not a direct barter between you and me or between two people, which is a taxable, it's supposed to be a taxable item and put on our, have a dollar value put on it and put on our taxes. Everybody's time is the same in a time bank, no matter who you are and what you do. So a six-year-old's child time is the same as yours or mine or a doctor and attorney's time.
That is cool. There's equality. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
It's true. It's a wonderful program. I've had many, many things given to me and given many things, and our community is, it's a great, small, close-knit, pretty pretty close-knit community, but the time bank gives people a different way of connecting with each other than maybe they have in the past.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things, of course, that I found attractive about it, why I wanted to talk to you about it on the show today. Kim, how did you personally get involved in this? I mean, what was it that said, you know what, you know, this is something that I think is worthy of my time? I mean, like all of us, when something gets done, it's usually done by busy people. You're a busy person. So what was it about this particular idea that appealed to you?
Well, I had, as you mentioned, lived in my community in my house for about 15 years. I had done a lot of organizing in the past. I'm a former community and union and political organizer, and I'd knocked on a lot of people's doors in a lot of neighborhoods, but I'd never knocked on the doors in my own community. And I really wanted to get to know my neighbors. So I had read about this concept of time bank in the Free Press about 4 years ago and knew that I could do it because I have that background, and did the research, found out where to go, what the material is, how to use it, talked to some people from other time banks in other states, because there weren't any in Michigan beyond one that was an organizational time bank in Ann Arbor with the Center for Independent Living. So I just started talking to people about it and saying, here, what do you think about this idea? And a lot of people liked it, and we got it going in January of 2008.
Now, you know, if I, and we'll talk about, of course, well, there's a lot. Let me start with this. There are some core values that I found on your website. So let's just kind of walk through those core values, because if people are interested in doing this, and we're going to find out from you how we can do this in our own communities if we want, besides moving into Lathrop Village, which may be the solution for some of us, actually. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we do have some empty houses here. We're glad to have you.
but in the meantime, let's talk about those core values. Number one, and you said it's assets, and you said we all have assets. Let's talk about that.
Well, I will tell you that I've had master's degree level people say to me, I don't know what I have to offer. And what I say in response is that you're talking to me, and that's a huge asset to someone who just needs a conversation. We don't value so often what it is that we do, and we think that everybody can do what it is that we do, and that's just not the case. My skills of being able to talk to people and get a group of people together are my skills, but when I walk around and talk to people from other communities who are trying to get a time bank started or would like to, not everybody is able to make that happen. So the notion that we each have skills and we have something to offer to someone else, and none of us can live on our own. We need each other, and it's time for us to recognize that, remember that, know that, you know, maybe in the past, maybe we'd like to be able to purchase all the things that we can't do, but it's also so nice to get to know somebody and be able to give back to somebody who maybe needs what we have to offer.
I can't disagree with the word you've said there, Kim Hodge. Secondly, redefining work. Some work is beyond price. Certainly, that's another thing I can agree with.
Well, what that essentially means is that even things like teaching a child how to read and how to tie his shoes and how to do social justice work and the work of building family and home and community is not something that we generally get paid for, but we need to. And this is the way to do it, is to get time in your time banks for doing exactly those kinds of things.
All right, number three, reciprocity, helping works better than a two-way street.
Well, so often we're taught that it's better to give than receive, but a time bank really is about reciprocity. That is, that a member needs to think of what it is that he or she needs as well as what that he or she can give. Because a time bank just won't work unless people are willing to say, yeah, I need some help to do something, whatever that might be. So, and it's actually the thing that is the toughest about a time bank, because we are so trained to think it's better to give than receive, and it's a challenge to get people to ask for help and say that they need and think that they need help. So, but it is a two-way street, giving and receiving.
Absolutely. The number four, social networks, maybe not in the way we are modernly defining social networks, huh, Kim Hodge?
No, but it's really about how do we live in community, asking ourselves, how many of our neighbors do we trust with the key to our house? How many people do we know, really? How many people are we inviting to our house that are our neighbors? And how might that look differently? I mean, I grew up in a small town where we knew each other, but that's just not the way that it is in most people's communities these days. So really is thinking of changing the paradigm about how we live in community with each other.
And, of course, last and really not least on this list, in fact, I'd put this as the number one value, and certainly respect.
Everyone has skills, and everyone has things that they need, and we need to respect each other and treat each other with respect, knowing that you have great skills that I don't have, and it's about focusing on those positive things and respecting those things and asking for help and getting that help and respecting whatever it is that comes your way. So it's a huge value.
Yeah, it is a huge value. Well, again, there's nothing about this that's unpalatable. You know, and I would think that as this time bank has grown. And before I go any further, and I don't know why, I did not write your website down. What is the website address?
The website is mitimebanks, with an S, .org, mitimebanks.org.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mitimebanks.org, and we'll put that on the First Shift Facebook page as well, so people will be able to more easily access it. But you know, as I see that this has grown for you, and again, this is only a couple years old, right? 3 years old,
right? 3 years old.
You know, that's amazing that you've had that kind of growth. And I really what I want people to do when they go to the website, you have a series of videos there, and they're actually a rather, you know, some of them are rather long. And what I mean, you know, 7-8 minutes, which is nice because we get some nice testimonials. But if you're really reading this website, folks, what you're finding out, Kim Hodge, is that website was part of somebody's time bank hours.
Right. That's exactly right. The Lathrop Village time bank video was created by someone for time bank hours, and all the people who were in the video got time in their time banks for being in the program as well. Yeah, the program is going on all around the country and around the world, and on our website you will see what is happening in Michigan. And we started the Michigan Alliance of Time Banks as a way to teach and connect and support people who wanted to build time banks, because we were getting lots of calls from people who lived outside of Lathrop Village and who we had to say, no, sorry, you can't join our time bank, but we'll work with you to show you how it's done.
All right, well, I'm going to ask you to hold it right there, and we're going to come back, and maybe you can teach us how that's done as well. Kim Hodge is my guest. Time Banks is the topic. Again, mitimebanks.com. mitimebanks.org. I'm sorry, .org. mitimebanks.org. If you got a question, feel free to call. 888-552-3595. Tony Trupiano with you. A quick break. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW right after this.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes an accident working on the Jeffries I-96 eastbound at Telegraph. Looks like the two left lanes are blocked, so those coming in east trying to get toward Telegraph, you want to stay to the right. Remember, you can go onto the Southfield Freeway, but only southbound off of 96 east or west, and we've got only one lane open through there, so we do see the heavy and slow traffic. Downtown Detroit, downtown Pontiac without power, so watch for those intersections. I'm Diane Cross, traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Chance of thunderstorms throughout our day. Look for a high near 71. Tonight we will see storms. A low near 63. Tomorrow, possible rain all day. A high near 78. Last check at Metro Airport. Overcast skies and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Gas prices, can't explain them, can't predict them, but you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of 9 models over an EPA-estimated 30 MBG highway. See? Savings on gas is that simple. It just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer, and you can count on that.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free. 1-800-728-6733. 1-800-728-6733. 1-800-728-6733.
Elise, come on. It's game day. You've got all weekend to study.
Jen, this has nothing to do with studying. I've got to work. The way the economy is, I figure I'll be working for the next century just to pay off these student loans.
Well, you know...
I know. You joined the National Guard, so your college is completely paid for. Yes, you've mentioned it a couple thousand times.
The National Guard Scholarship covers up to 100% of your tuition. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters on this station.
Justice. 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 Is justice really blind? Is justice worth dying for? Worth fighting for? Justice is coming to you. Two men, one woman. The human rights perspective. Fighting for justice. Every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Right here on 1310 a.m. WDTW.
If you're in business and still don't have a website, you're missing out on thousands of potential customers that can help your business grow. Let the professionals at DWP Music Services connect your business to the World Wide Web. They can design anything from a simple one-page site to a full-blown e-commerce marketplace. It's time to take your business into the 21st century. Call DWP Music Services for a free consultation. 248-545-6612. That's 248-545-6612.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3%, 3.18% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-800-TREE today. That's 1-800-800-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, 22 minutes after the hour. Are you ready to pay it forward? That's basically what we're talking about. Michigan Time Banks, mitimebanks.org, and you're going to go to the Facebook page, and you're going to find it there, and you'll want to go check it out. It's really, really cool. My guest, Kim Hodge, she is basically the director of the Lathrop Village Time Bank, and if you go there, you're going to find a lot of really neat stuff. Kim, in one of the videos that I watched, people are talking about getting their windows caulked or, you know, getting, something painted. You know, we're talking about stuff that, you know, sometimes it's not that you can't do it. You just don't have time for it.
Or you don't like to do it. Yeah.
Or you don't like to do it. Yeah, there's always that one.
That's true. A lot of people have time. We're busy people in our lives today. And so time banking really is about figuring out what do you love to do that you might like to do a little bit more of, and what do you not like to do that you might ask for the help to get done. So that's for a lot of people, window washing. It could be, for me, it was cleaning my refrigerator and, you know, doing yard work. I'm not a gardener, so I'm always looking for the gardeners and the cooks to come and help me out.
Well, you know, and we were talking earlier, and you said, you know, we're in this, it's better to give than to receive mode. Do you find that people maybe have an excess of hours that they're not utilizing because they're just, you know, for whatever reason, afraid to ask for help on something?
Oh, absolutely, that's the case. Most people in our time bank, we really have to encourage to receive. There are a lot of people who are just wanting to give. They don't really want to receive. They're not really recording their hours either because it's not important to them to do that. And we have to encourage them to do that, too, because that's the only way that we know that the time bank is being used, if people are recording their hours on the website, which is how people track their time and find each other.
Well, and I would think it's helpful, again, at the mitimebanks.org website, there is a list of, you know, people that are both giving and receiving. So if there's something that you want to give, then you can put on there, I can give lessons on how to use Excel, as an example. Or if somebody might be putting up there, I need somebody that's willing to trim the branches on the tree in the backyard.
Right.
And so I would imagine that, you know, encouraging people to post that stuff there is probably helpful. But I get it, Kim. I mean, you know, there is something altruistic about this, but it doesn't have to be altruistic. So I would guess that there's a learning curve to this.
There absolutely is. It's not very easy for someone to do. been working with people from a number of different communities over the last year and a half after we got ours going for a little while. And it's not the easiest thing to implement. And in fact, many of the time banks are really struggling right now because it is, you do have to build a foundation. It takes about 6 months to a year to build a steering committee and get a group of people together who are willing to say, yes, I'll put some time into figuring out what our policies are, what is our mission, what are our boundaries going to be, how are we going to make this thing work in our particular community or organization. And a lot of people want to join a time bank, but they actually don't want to be a part of building the foundation upon which the time bank will live. So, and actually, there's not a website on our particular website. It's a closed database that only the members can see. So unless you were a member of our particular time bank, you couldn't go in and see who's offering what and who are our members. So that there's a good security aspect to the system as well.
Well, again, this is just a completely fabulous idea when it works the way it is supposed to. And again, you know, as we were talking during the break, off the air, you know, Kim, this is just one of those things where it strengthens a neighborhood. It makes it more secure. It makes you feel better about what you're doing. I would imagine that, you know, and maybe time will tell on this, but, you know, you're probably less likely to leave a neighborhood that has a time bank program. I don't know if there are any national statistics on this, because this is a national program. This is not something that's just happening in Lathrop Village.
Right. It's happening actually all around the world as well. There are a couple hundred time banks in the United Kingdom. One of the communities where there was the earthquake in New Zealand last year had a time bank that helped to respond to the crisis, and they were really able to get the community back up and running much quicker than the other communities without a time bank. So there absolutely is an economic benefit as well to a community to having a time bank and stabilizing the community and building the trust and building the connection among people from different ethnic backgrounds and cultures. So
if I wanted to start a time bank in my community, what would I need to do? Do I need to call you, or is there some other resource that I need to seek out?
Well, calling is a good thing. Checking out the website is the best thing because it gives you a lot of good background information and really doing some research on what's happening and how it might look, and so that you can start talking to some people about it in your community. You have to develop a little wrap around it so that you can have a conversation. People can get what you're talking about. But we also host meetings, usually on the first Saturday of each month, although in July and September and some of the other months where there are holidays, we do it on the second Saturday, but at Peace Lutheran Church in Southfield on 13 Mile Road. And we have people coming from Kalamazoo and Grand Blanc, and there are folks from Muskegon that are interested, and Grand Rapids and Holland, who haven't actually started coming to our meetings, but we're going to figure out a way to be able to do that in the future where perhaps we can Skype in. Last year we had a conference, a whole statewide conference where people came from not just Michigan, but from other places as well. So check the website. If you're able to come to our meetings, please do attend our meetings, and if not, at least send me an email and I'll put you onto our e-newsletter list, and you can get a monthly, usually, email about what's happening in the world of time banking in our state.
Now, is there ever a situation let's say somebody's got a very popular, whatever they're providing is very popular, can you place limits on how much you can give?
Yes, you absolutely can.
All right. I mean, I think that would be important. As an example, you know, everybody always needs help with computer stuff, and that can be quite expensive. If you need to take a tutorial, or maybe you have some problem with your network, and there's going to be somebody in everybody's community that knows how to do that. And again, you know, that could almost be a full-time job if you're not too terribly careful.
Right.
All right. So you can place limits on what you give. And well, you know, again, that's important to know. Kim, this is a really fantastic program. And obviously, it's changed the way that you feel about your own community, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I wouldn't move out for a second.
that is just awesome. Well, again, we've got the website up on the First Shift Facebook page, but for those that are not there, go to mitimebanks.org. mitimebanks, that's with an S, timebanks.org. It explains it all perfectly there. If you live in Lathrop Village, well, what have you been waiting for? It's right in your own backyard. And if not, in my community, I don't know if I might actually talk to some of my neighbors about this, Kim, because this is something that I could see of great benefit. And again, something as simple, Kim, as reading to a child or tutoring an hour a week for somebody.
That's Absolutely.
You know, this is the kind of stuff, you know, and I know that one of the things on the on your website, somebody makes a chocolate sour cream bundt cake, and if no one has ever had one of those, I'm going to bet they need to put limits on how many of those they do, because the dang, those are good. Well, Kim, thank you so much for your time today. That's the theme, isn't it? Thanks so much for your time today. We're going to bank that just as in the good news category. How's that?
Thanks, Tony.
All right. Kim Hodge, once again, mitimebanks.org. And I go check it out. It's really a fabulous idea. We're open lines the rest of the hour if you'd like to join us. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. We're going to go to some email. Dr. Don himself, Dr. D's TackleShack.com in the house with me today, my old fraternity brother. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Stay with us and join us now if you want. We'll be right back.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Your total traffic update includes the power outages going on in downtown Detroit and downtown Pontiac, so be very careful. Make sure you treat an intersection without power, without lights, as a four-way stop. We've got that accident on the Jeffrey still trying to clear eastbound 96 at Telegraph. Those two left lanes are blocked, so traffic having to squeeze to the right, and that's slowing down your ride into Telegraph. I'm Diane Cross, traffic.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Chance of thunderstorms throughout our day. Look for a high near 71. Tonight we will see storms. A low near 63. Tomorrow possible rain all day. A high near 78. Last check at Metro Airport. Overcast skies and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. At a nurses' rally in Washington this week, AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka repeated a warning to politicians that workers want a politically independent labor movement, and labor won't be supporting politicians who don't support workers. Trumka first sounded this warning at a National Press Club speech in May.
Powerful political forces are seeking to silence working people. Working people want a labor movement strong enough to help return balance to our economy, fairness to our tax system, security to our families, and moral and economic standing to our nation. And it doesn't matter if candidates and parties are controlling the wrecking ball or simply standing aside to let it happen. The outcome is the same either way to us. If leaders aren't blocking the wrecking ball and advancing working families' interests, then working people will not support them.
Trumka says AFL-CIO is redoing its entire political program intent on supporting only politicians who support workers. The U.S. Labor Department is suing the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services Child Protective Services Division for not paying overtime to hundreds of its employees. The suit alleges that 800 current and former investigators and caseworkers were denied the payments which are required under federal labor law. The suit seeks more than $1 million in back wages plus damages. New York City public workers have been cleared of intentional work slowdown allegations, Jesse Russell reports.
Do you remember all of the hoopla last December surrounding a New York City councilman who alleged he had evidence of an intentional work slowdown during one of the winter's worst blizzards? Well, last Friday, a report was finally released essentially exonerating city workers of any perceived wrongdoing. The report filed by the New York City Department of Investigation found that there was no evidence of a slowdown, and that Councilman Daniel Halloran had no actual evidence that such a slowdown actually happened. Halloran was unable to produce evidence that city employees really had told him they were obstructing snow cleanup. The report did have one benefit, as it showed the city where it could improve in the future. For example, nearly half of the snow chains on trucks broke, and some workers became stuck in drifts for as long as 12 hours. Halloran, for his part, issued a statement saying the investigation didn't result in any definite conclusion regarding his statements, and he touted the courage of his convictions to take on the city.
This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. It is First Shift. I am Tony Trupiano. Pleasure to be with you. My good buddy Don Leewright from Elma College is in the house with us today. Don is, of course, with Dr. D's Tackle Shack. That's not why he's here. He was here to hang out, but this happens to be what he does. If you go to the First Shift Facebook page, you're going to find a link to Don's website. It's very, very cool. And we do have our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day. So just go to Facebook, search for First Shift, and answer the question, was the U.S. better as a country before or after Ronald Reagan? A simple question. If you'd like to ring us up on that, feel free to do that as well. And again, that the number is 888-552-3595. Or via email, tony@thetonyshow.org. Don, before we had, and then last hour when you were with us, we were talking, and I got a, let me go to the email, email from my good friend Kathleen Law. I told you, former state representative. Let me just read the email, and I'll let you respond to it.
Okay.
It says, I'm listening this morning and wondered if Don had noticed a change in Lake Erie fisheries in the past few years. PA is in the eastern basin of the lake, and Gibraltar, she's from Gibraltar, Michigan, in the western. Depths are distinctly different. However, we are eventually one lake, and I'm wondering about the fish stock size and variety, and then I have a follow-up to that.
She probably knows that, and most people probably know, that there's been a huge change in the habitat of Lake Erie, primarily due to invasive species, which is in the follow-up question, I believe. Through zebra mussels. Zebra mussels purify the water and have really changed the whole environment of Lake Erie and really been responsible for the, at least a lot of biologists believe, responsible for a resurgence in the fish populations there, and particularly walleye and smallmouth bass. There's another invasive species that's been causing a problem, and this one is apparently a huge problem. I've read about it. I haven't seen it myself. I don't fish Lake Erie. I don't get up enough to do it. But it's an algae that is apparently responsible for a lot of these depth changes that are beginning to occur. The algae, as it's apparently dying off, it's building up in the bottom. And it's it was an invasive species brought over on some ocean liners or something in their ballast water. This algae has no natural enemies of sorts in Lake Erie, and it's apparently causing quite a bit of difficulty with silting in and changing the environment of the water there.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that that's going to progress towards the western area of Lake Erie. I believe that's what she's referring to, and it is a problem, and I do know that it has garnered some attention from some biologists, and they are looking into it.
Okay. The second part of that was, how does he feel about bighead carp, the scariest thing to threaten the lake since people?
It is a huge problem.
Explain what the problem is for those
that
wouldn't
know. Bighead carp are a species of carp. Carp were first introduced throughout the United States as the railroads were being built across. Bighead carp across the United States, they used it. Potentially it was supposed to be a food source, which is the average carp that you're catching out there in lakes and things now, which it is a tremendous game fish. Can't encourage you enough to try to catch carp. Bighead carp are another species of carp. These are the ones that you've probably seen on YouTube or something, where as a boat goes by, the carp are jumping
Asian
out of the
carp,
water.
The Asian right. carp that we've heard so much about here and in the Great Lakes.
Yep. They are.
Those are, by the way, fantastic stuff to watch.
Oh, tremendous! Yeah, it's great to see a guy get popped right in the teeth with a carp.
But they look scary.
Oh, they are. People have been injured. I think a couple of people have been killed.
Wow. Okay.
Because these are 5-6 pound fish. You're running up the river, you know, 30-40-50 miles an hour. In a good bass boat, you're running 70-80 miles an hour. Those fish come up and you get hit with something like that. It can do some damage.
Hell yeah.
But they are. After the initial humor wears off, they're pretty scary because they have no natural predators. They're moving up the Mississippi River. They're concerned that it's going to cross into the Great Lakes, and once they get there, we don't know what's going to happen. They could really drive out a lot of the native species and really do a lot of damage to the ecosystems.
All right, now, when you say drive out, are you talking they literally use them as our fish as a food source? And
yeah, they'll eat the fry. They'll eat the grass. Carp are ubiquitous in what they eat. They'll eat crustaceans. They'll eat...
they're bottom feeders.
Yeah. They'll eat everything. And of that, they'll eat the fry of other fish. They multiply so quickly so that they can overwhelm an area very, very fast with their population because also they have no natural predators. And they'll eat the grass and the vegetation and things that other fish use to either feed off of the algae from or that they lay their eggs on and reproduce that way.
Where do they come from, Don?
The big head carp was believed to come, again, in ballast water from China somewhere in the Far East. At least their eggs or fry came in that. And they were released in the Mississippi. And, similar to what's going on in Florida in the Everglades where you see these 20-foot boa constrictors, they don't have predators down there that eat those boa constrictors. So people... you know, get them as pets. They grow too big for the aquarium that they're keeping them in. They release them into the wild.
Into the wild.
And they just start reproducing and going about their thing.
Wow. So, as we talk about, and of course there's been some talk about this at the national level, the federal government was supposed to have supplied a significant amount of money to fight the Asian carp invasion here in the Great Lakes. So that's been a moving target. Now we may get it. What I'm hearing you say is they do need to fund some kind of defense here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's been an electric fence of sorts, sort of an electric dam that was set up in the Mississippi. They found that's been ineffective so far.
Ineffective.
Yes. At least I should say partially effective. There have been some of these carp found above the level of that electric dam, which through some DNR organizations into a little bit of a panic. So they're trying to turn up the juice on that dam. They're also trying to find out how far they've moved up beyond that dam and the level of damage or potential migration that those carp have begun to invade.
Well, I know that in the last major story I remember reading was that they had actually poisoned some water. They had put a chemical into the water in one area that they were starting to see just randomly too many Asian carp. And when the fish had died and, floated to the top and they collected all those fish, they only found one, which was really disappointing and distressing to them because they thought that perhaps they were really going to be able to stop something before it really got going. And they weren't so sure after that period. They seem to be, these Asian carp and these big head carp seem to be a whole lot smarter than the average fish.
I think they're tougher, for one thing. And the problem with poisons and treatment along those lines is it's a nonspecific treatment. So it's like having a piece of crabgrass in your backyard and spraying the whole backyard with Roundup.
Right.
You're killing off your entire lawn for the sake of one specific strain of grass. And that's where it becomes problematic. There is a species of carp called a grass carp, which is supposed to be non-viable. It cannot reproduce. It's supposed to be a sterile species of carp. They introduce that into grassy lakes and things. Well, natural mutation does end up occurring, and some of those carp have begun to reproduce, and they can get out of hand too. So it's a real scary situation on how to go about treating these waters that are infested with these carp.
All right, we're going to take a call on this issue, actually. My good friend Don Lee Wright is in town, and will be joining us for the staff meeting, guys, after the show. If you want to join us again, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Joe in East Point to First Shift. Joe, it's a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. What's on your mind?
Well, the Asian carp problem is on my mind. I would like to know if there is... any kind of a market as a food source for those fish? Is it possible that we could, some enterprising fisherman, could cast the nets in which you could catch a lot of those fish, exclude the native fish, keep those Asian carp, process them, and sell them back to China as a food source because they always have food problems?
But that's an excellent question, Joe. I don't know the answer to it. Are they an edible fish?
I don't know. In general...
Well, they're they're absolutely edible. I mean, sure, why wouldn't they be edible? They may
well, not all fish are edible. I mean...
In general, from what I understand, at least about the carp species, they're a very bony fish.
I don't eat carp. They're fun to catch.
All right, well, okay, Joe, let's let Don answer the question. Thanks for the call,
absolutely.
Joe. Absolutely, thanks.
From my understanding, carp are a very bony fish, and they're a very strong-flavored fish. So when he did mention the processing of it, I'm sure that they're... There may be a way to process that, either through pickling, which may, which tends to dissolve the calcium, remove the calcium from the bones in the carp or in the fish, making it more edible. But it's a great idea. I don't know if it's going to be explored or not. It would take some money and some ingenuity and some investigation.
Well, you know, again, the one thing we know for sure, if there's money in something, somebody will find a way to fund it.
Sure.
And, if it can be profitable to do well, that's actually absolutely fascinating. I knew there was a big problem,
mm-hmm.
And of course we're reading more and more and more about it now that the weather's getting warmer. We're probably going to hear more and more about it. And I know that it's something that our DNR. I know that we're working closely with other Great Lakes states to try to control the problem. I don't know how well we're doing though. We're going to take a quick break here. Feel free to join us if you've got something on your mind. 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. Again, the Facebook First Shift poll question of the day: is the country better off before or after Ronald Reagan? I'll explain how we got to that question when we continue. I'm Tony Trupiano on Michigan's only progressive talk show, right here on 1310 WDTW.
Michigan News Talk is on First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Have gas prices gotten so high that you're actually considering buying a moped? You need to get to Advance Auto Parts at once for some incredible savings. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil with filter is now just $17.99. Find a better price and Advance will match it. See store for details. It's all you need for a complete Castrol oil change at the ridiculous price of just $17.99. Well, not as ridiculous as a moped. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male, risk-free. 1-800-728-6733. 1-800-728-6733. 1-800-728-6733.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Hola, Santi. So, where to for dinner?
Hola, April.
You look great.
Hey, new radio.
Yeah, went to Best Buy. Those Geek Squad installers were cool.
What is that?
JVC HD radio receiver. As beautiful as you. HD2, HD3 channels, and iTunes tagging. Plus no subscription fees, so I save money for taking you to nice places.
Forget dinner. Let's get my car to Best Buy.
Let's do both. Best Buy stores are everywhere.
HD radio. More radio, more value.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Joe DeSano up at 8 o'clock. We always look forward to Joe. It is a Friday morning program. My friend Don Lee right in from Pennsylvania. Don, you're leaving back or going back when?
Sunday. Yep.
And here to visit your mom. You got a chance to visit your brother. He's in the Hillsdale area.
Yes, he is. Sister's out there too in Hudson.
Oh, very
Hi,
nice.
Hi, Carol. If you're listening.
Okay. Hey, Carol.
Can I do that?
Yeah, you just did.
Oh.
So I guess you can do that. Is this on? Is this
hello there.
Hello?
Hello?
A lot of time bank questions that came in during the break, so let me just deal with one of them. Actually, let me back up a little bit. And by the way, Radford, are you with me, Radford, real quick?
Yep.
One of our listeners has got some good pain meds for you if you need them.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just letting you know. Ask Jeff if he needs meds for his back. I've got some good ones.
Do they grow them themselves, or?
I don't know. Pat, if you're still listening, let us know what you got, and I'll give that menu to Jeff. He can choose. Anyway, just letting you know, Radford, you know, people are caring about you, buddy. That's all.
I appreciate it.
Just caring about you. All right. The time bank question, and do they have barter system and trading goods or just time services? Time services. This is not a barter system at all. It is truly an hour given is an hour given is an hour earned. It's that simple. But it is for services, not for goods. So that's the bottom line. That answers that question. Many of you like the idea of a time bank, so that's great. Let's see. Another question. A terrific concept, especially in these tough economic times. I will check out the website. One quick question. Is there a screening process in place to join, and how does that work? I would imagine. I don't know the answer to that. But certainly, you can ask that question. Don, we've got another caller coming in on the Asian carp, and as soon as they let me know that that call's ready, I'll get it to you.
Okay.
I do, folks, want to let you know that the Time Bank website is up on the Facebook page, but it's mitimebanks.org, mitimebanks.org. I'm getting a lot of questions on the time bank, which doesn't surprise me at all. Don, that was really a cool idea, wasn't that?
It's very neat. Yeah. I like the idea that individuals, my time as a doctor could be used equally as someone else's time, which normally people assign disparity to that.
No, I think it's pretty cool. Equality in its purest form, no question about it. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Let us welcome Tom, listening in Chicago. I'm assuming Tom's listening on the internet. So, Tom, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, Tony. Actually, I'm listening to you live. I have a house in Chicago, suburban Chicago, but I've been spending a lot of time in the Detroit area because my brother owns a business here, and I've been helping him out. I was on my way into work this morning and caught your show regarding the Asian carp problem. And I have a home. My home in Chicago is about a mile from the Illinois-Michigan Canal, which is the big part of the problem with the fish swimming up from
And that's ground zero, isn't it, Tom? Isn't that where the problem really originates?
Yeah, the electrified net you were talking about, they strung across the canal a couple of miles from my house, actually, last year with the anticipation of, you know, doing some damage to those fish. But like you had said earlier, it's not real effective, apparently. And some did get out. And, yeah, that I'm probably a couple of miles only from the area where they put the poison in the water and it did exactly what you said it did. They got one Asian carp out of all the fish that they killed, so that wasn't very effective, unfortunately. But there's another canal that also feeds into on the southern end. There's a canal, the Illinois-Michigan Canal feeds in on the through the loop through the north part of the city, and the other canal feeds in through the southern part. And they're afraid that exactly what you said, that they have gone beyond those barriers because they found some traces of them further up the canals. Also, somebody had mentioned, a caller had called in and mentioned about somebody, maybe why don't we catch them, set up a plant, process them, and send them back to China and let them eat them. In fact, there is, this is maybe a few months old, there is a guy down in southern Illinois who was maybe even getting some money from the state to help him do this. And I don't know if it's been implemented yet or not, but the guy was starting a company to do exactly that, to cut them or to catch them, process them, and, you know, flash freeze them or whatever he's going to do, and send them back to China as a food source.
Huh. All right, so that is a viable option. That's really...
Can we keep up with them, though? It's beginning to get so out of hand, and the predation thing is the problem, too. Man is a very efficient predator, but... whether or not we're going to be able to keep up with the reproductive rate that these carp have is questionable, too.
Yeah. You know, Tom, obviously you're literally living ground zero on this problem. How prevalent is this as a news story, or has it become a part of the complacency issue where we're just so tired of hearing it we don't talk about it anymore? Or is it that pervasive that it's continuing to be a big story there?
In the Chicago area, I would say, and in Illinois in general, I would say it's an on-again, off-again type of story. The videos that you speak of, I mean, you could drive your boat literally down one of the rivers down there, I believe it might be the Illinois, and probably get knocked out of your boat occasionally, like your guest was saying earlier. I mean, it's that pervasive.
Yeah, Tom, I've seen a couple of those videos, four or five of them maybe, and it's devastating to see what these fish can do. I appreciate the call, Tom, and thanks for listening to the show, and hopefully we'll keep you with us when you're in town.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. Let's move on. Let's welcome Dalen to the show. Dalen in Detroit, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Morning, Tony. You know, I've been an avid fisherman over the years, and every time in Michigan, whenever we get an overwhelming amount of water and our water level rises, the carp, the domestic carp here, go inland, and they go all the way into the swampy areas. I don't understand why DNR has not taken set up these relief swamp areas, and these fish will migrate by themselves into them to spawn and also to feed. I've been doing this for years. You know, whenever there's take and you get a lot of rain and you take and you get a little bit of flooding, the water level rises around, but even the by the Great Lakes, in any lake, actually, they take and they actually go up into the swamp area.
I think a lot of those swamp areas, though, are classified as waterfowl wetland areas, too.
Here's what it is. If you're familiar with Lake Erie, okay, in the Sterling State Park area.
And I've got to ask you to wrap it up. We're just about out of time, so go ahead and wrap up your last thought here.
You know, like I said, whatever the water level rises, and it creates a new little small area, the overspill, that's where these crops go.
All right, so you're saying that's where we should maybe be trapping them. I'm sorry, I just got to leave it there. We're out of time. Joe DeSano on the other side of this. I'm Tony Truppiano. Stay with us. Much more to get to on First Shift as we continue.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. We've had our total traffic update with delays on the Jeffries 96 from that earlier accident eastbound just before Telegraph. Drivers had to stay from the two left lanes off to the right, slowing down the ride a little bit. And then as you try to head further east on 96 in toward the Southfield Freeway, getting onto Southfield, we have only one lane open down toward Michigan Avenue. And remember, the Southfield is closed from Grand River 96 area up toward M10. Downtown Pontiac, downtown Detroit, without power through some of the intersections. Be careful there.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Chance of thunderstorms throughout our day. Look for a high near 71. Tonight we will see storms. A low near 63. Tomorrow possible rain all day. A high near 78. Last check at Metro Airport. Overcast skies and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Andy Rose. A senior military official at NATO says they think Muammar Gaddafi is a legitimate military target they can take out if they choose. On the record, NATO spokeswoman Oana Lujescu isn't ready to go that far.
Let me make this very clear. NATO does not target any specific individuals.
However, CNN national security contributor Fran Townsend says NATO is definitely getting impatient.
I think more and more as time has passed, there's been a realization that, you know, merely protecting civilians isn't enough if you can't do it forever and as long as he's there. And so I think this has been an evolution in terms of the policy, and it's sort of understandable to me.
Airstrikes have been going on since March. The cause of an E. coli outbreak that killed at least 27 people in Europe is narrowed down.
It is the beans plants, but we don't know exactly where they come from.
Health official Reinhard Berger also says through a translator they don't know how the German bean sprouts got contaminated. The second trial of Rod Blagojevich is now in the jury's hands. He's accused of corruption, including trying to sell a Senate seat. The jury in his first trial was deadlocked on most counts. The Casey Anthony murder trial recessed early yesterday. Anthony became ill after the court was shown graphic pictures of her daughter's remains. True TV's Jean Caceres says the jury didn't react much better.
I didn't see tears, but I saw they couldn't believe what they were seeing, because they've seen live pictures of Kaylee. They've seen her smiling. They've seen a Kaylee Anthony very healthy, and now not to see a body, but just to see a skull.
It's not clear yet whether the trial will be able to continue today. Dallas is one game away from an NBA title, beating Miami by 9 points last night. Dirk Nowitzki was the high scorer with 29 points. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Nothing puts a smile on Dad's face for Father's Day like a gift card from the Home Depot. Available in-store and online, it's a present of possibilities that lets him build better, grill greater, or score that special something he's been seeking. And when Dad sees how far your money goes for him, it'll put one more smile on his face for Father's Day. Check out HomeDepot.com/gift cards for all sorts of great choices. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you. A fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The good news is that companies are spending money again. Citing government numbers, the New York Times says spending on equipment and technology is up 26% since the recovery began. The bad news, spending on workers is up only 2%. Corporations make as much money as they made before the downturn, but with 7 million fewer workers. They've been talking about it for years, but now finally it looks like Ford is about to bring back the
Hot Rod Lincoln.
The company was recently announced it plans to double its vehicle sales by mid-decade. It's now making a revival of its Lincoln brand its top priority. The company's head of global product development tells the Wall Street Journal the new Lincoln will combine the driving experience of BMW with the refinement of Lexus. 7 new models in the pipeline. Stock futures down, S&P futures losing 3, NASDAQ futures down 4, Dow futures off about 10 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business?
A Regions cash core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the Better Business Banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Nothing puts a smile on Dad's face for Father's Day like a gift card from the Home Depot. Available in-store and online, it's a present of possibilities that lets him build better, grill greater, or score that special something he's been seeking. And when Dad sees how far your money goes for him, it'll put one more smile on his face for Father's Day. Check out HomeDepot.com/gift cards for all sorts of great choices. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you. A fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Strong thunderstorms, damaging winds with some. The President of the United States, Barack Obama, is destroying the United States. Detroit, Michigan, embraced progressive policies and corrupt government and unions.
Essentially, the far left wants every captured terrorist to have the same rights all Americans.
According to Tony Tribbiano, what the governor failed to reveal was the number of lost jobs from that one policy shift alone cost the state of Michigan over 10,000 jobs in the first quarter of this year.
Doing the right thing requires a dedication and commitment to looking beyond the headlines. It requires a level of excellence and unparalleled effort. It requires you to punch in. It requires First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Booyah! Tony Tribbiano with you. It is a Friday. It is our last hour. We are that much closer to the Friday staff meeting, a.k.a. breakfast after the show. Looking forward to that. My buddy Don Leewright is in the studio with me. We'll get back to him in a little while. Our song of the day, the Beatles, come together in appreciation of the Michigan Time Banks. And really want to thank them. It was a great segment. Lots of response from that. Just a really cool thing. Everything's on Facebook. If you'll want to go check that out, just search for First Shift. We have grown by 4 likes in the last hour, so I like that. Continue to tell just one person about the show every day, and before you know it, we're actually going to be a real radio show. Imagine that. All right, let us turn our attention now to my favorite segment of the week. And if you will, Jeff, go ahead and work that magic you work.
It's time to talk politics with our political strategist
from Main Street Strategies,
Joe Desai.
That's right, Joe. That's your cue. Welcome back to First Shift, pal.
Good Lord, what an introduction. That production value. Congratulations.
Well, you are certainly more than worthy.
Well, I appreciate it. When are you gonna invite me to breakfast?
When? You want to come to breakfast with us today?
Well, no. I'm in Lansing today, and I'm not going to venture down into Detroit when he's doing an imitation of Escape from New York with no power.
Well, you're right. Okay, I'll go with that.
Not today, but we'll do it in the future.
You know what? Yeah, you absolutely have to come in one of these Fridays and do the show from the studio, and then because we do have that staff meeting after the show every Friday. And you certainly would be welcome, you know, to that, to the festivities. Would love to have you.
Yeah, I name the day and I'm there.
All right, next Friday.
You know what? I can work something out.
All right, seriously, I would love to have you. And, you know, maybe we can even, if McCusker hasn't had her baby yet, maybe we can even talk her into joining us.
I would love it.
All right. Well, Joe DeSano is back with us from Main Street Strategies in that fancy little produced open we got for him. You know, eventually we were going to get there. We finally did. A lot going on, Joe. And since we talked to you last week, of course, Mitt Romney was in town. I'm sure you enjoyed the festivities that surrounded that. Your friend Dave Holtz was actually at the Senate Coney Island yesterday, was able to grab us a couple great guests during the show. So we enjoyed that. I also want to thank your partner, Todd Cook, who has been great at helping promote the show. So would you make sure you thank him for me?
I will.
You know, I do appreciate it. But we do have some serious stuff to talk about this morning. And the first thing I want to talk about is the bridge. And you know, Joe, I got to tell you that the new bridge, the new international bridge, whether it moves forward or not, I guess, which is the basis of our discussion, certainly has become not only controversial, might get awfully expensive for the Maroon family, as I read yesterday that a circuit court judge may fine them up to $100,000 a day to take care of the old bridge, let alone to build a new one.
Yeah, there is all kinds of controversy surrounding this subject, both on the governor's side and the bridge folks. You know, I've been predicting a GOP civil war up in Lansing for quite a while now, and now we're starting to see publicly cracks really kind of developing in the Republican coalition. And it seems that Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville is putting up a pretty significant roadblock in the building of the new international bridge crossing, or as I call it, the DRIC, which is the original name. He has said publicly that he's only going to move the legislation if he could find a majority of his caucus. And that is kind of a very controversial position for him to take, because that would obviously require him not to look at any Democratic votes, but also it really lessens the likelihood of that legislation moving. I mean, look, he's got a very, very deeply conservative caucus, and they are not going to move for a government bridge. It's just not going to happen, and that's a huge roadblock for the governor to get past.
Well, you know, and interestingly, does this tell us a little more about the relationship between Randy Richardville and the governor? I mean, you know, we've been thinking at this point that they've been, you know, in cahoots on everything. Maybe they just happen to agree on the budget and some of these other issues that have been so devastating for the majority of us. Are they really not on the same page on this?
No, and I think, you know, they have what seemed to have been a very harmonious relationship. They've had a, you know, many drinking parties in the governor's private wine cellar. They've developed quite a bond. And Richardville has really laid down for the governor to date. I mean, essentially, you know, he ceded control of his chamber to the governor, which is, you know, I think a mistake. I think it's disrespectful to the office of the Senate Majority Leader and what that should be. His job isn't to be the governor's butt buddy. His job is to be the governor, you know, to represent one-third of the state government and represent those voters and his caucus, frankly. And his caucus doesn't support this bridge. And that is a huge problem. And I think it's going to come to light. It's been festering. And I think we're going to see now coming in the future, you know, a really public shots being fired. And the bridge people have deployed Dick Morris all over the state, which is, you know, great for the escort industry, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's out there causing problems for the governor. Last night he tore the governor a hole, which we will not mention, you know, where the hole was. But he just tore into the governor at a Tea Party meeting last night, really fermenting a conservative rebellion against the governor.
Well, this doesn't bode well for the bridge, and ultimately that's what this issue is about. You know, yesterday we had on the show Joe DeSano, people from the Southwest Detroit community, the Delray community, that really on the U.S. side of the bridge would be most affected. Next week, we're going to look at some of the legislation that is going to be proposed to protect these folks and to make sure that we're protecting the environment. But these may all be moot points at the end of the day. If we can't get this legislation through to build the bridge, then all it is conversation at the end of the day anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the end result of this that could possibly come to pass. And you've got, I mean, I'll be honest, as a Democrat, I'm actually kind of torn on, I'm maybe in the minority among Democrats saying, you know, very simply, you've got a private builder that wants to build this. And, you know, yeah, you can come off as a sometimes as a James Bond style villain, you know, like a Dr. No or a Goldfinger, kind of a or Mr. The billionaire from the Simpsons. His name escapes me at the moment. I mean, it's kind of a strange situation.
Mr. Burns,
correct. But, you know, I mean, I feel personally that, I mean, I'm open to a private person, private entity building this, so I'm perhaps in the minority. But you've got a situation here where I don't think this is going to happen. I think it's going to be a huge, huge slap into the face of the governor. And well, you've got another element to this. Is, you know, the governor announced a 30-day timetable to get this passed. That's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen at all.
You know, and it's interesting. Why is he just like a bit emboldened by his early victories? Is that why he's mandating this short window of time? And this is not something that necessarily needs to go through that quickly.
I think it's hubris. I really do.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
You know, that's our $5 word for the day. But if I'm the Speaker of the House, I'm the Senate Majority Leader, and someone gives me a timetable, I tell them to go get bent.
Well, maybe that's what Richard Ville is actually doing by saying what he said, is, you know, get bent.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen here. So, you know, you've got organized labor, you've got the business community, you've got every living Michigan ex-governor, the entire hierarchy of leadership in the state pushing for this bridge, and the mayor can't, or the governor can't deliver. If there's going to be egg on his face, and frankly, I'm going to laugh.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how all this moves forward. Next week, again, is a big week. I know that there's some legislation surrounding the bridge issue that is being introduced next week. We're going to be covering some of it on the show. But, you know, at the end of the day, it may be all window dressing, because if we can't get the bridge legislation passed, then all the other stuff doesn't matter. All right, Joe, we're just a little more than a minute out of break, so I don't want to get into the Synagro topic until after the break. But I got to tell you, as I don't know, maybe there's a little bit of a metaphor this morning with the lights being out, there being no energy in Detroit this morning, because it just seems to me anymore, every time we turn around, Joe DeSano, it's just one cluster you-know-what after another.
Well, you know what? Welcome to the NFL, I suppose.
There you go.
Help me get to work.
There you go. Main Street Strategies is where you want to go. Joe DeSano is my guest. We're going to take a quick break here on First Shift. A lot to get to when we continue. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update. We're starting to see some heavy traffic through the interchange, 75 both north and south, coming in towards 696. On the route there, as you head westbound from 75 out towards Southfield Road, if you're heading through the Wyoming curve along M10 The Lodge, we've got a little company there, both north and southbound. 96 west getting on to 275. That's joining the heavier traffic in pockets as you head up from Ann Arbor Road to 9614, trying to get up toward that 96-696 split.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for a chance of rain throughout the day. Our high near 70. Tonight we may see some thunderstorms. A low near 63. Tomorrow also you can expect rain and a high of 78. Last check at Metro Airport, still overcast and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If the road doesn't feel like a traffic-free paradise to you, then you're not driving with new TomTom HD Traffic. It's the breakthrough service that steers you clear of delays automatically. And you'll only find it on a TomTom, because anything less is just GPS.
Justice. Is justice really blind? Is justice worth dying for? Worth fighting for? Justice is coming to you. Two men, one woman. The human rights perspective. Fighting for justice. Every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Right here on 1310 a.m. WDTW.
If you're in business and still don't have a website, you're missing out on thousands of potential customers that can help your business grow. Let the professionals at DWP Music Services connect your business to the World Wide Web. They can design anything from a simple one-page site to a full-blown e-commerce marketplace. It's time to take your business into the 21st century. Call DWP Music Services for a free consultation. 248-545-6612. That's 248-545-6612.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, 22 minutes after the hour. Joe DeSano, my guest from Main Street Strategies. If you want to join us, 888-552-3595. And actually, we do have somebody that wants to join us. Joe, first of all, welcome back. You know, we can put all kinds of professional little, packages, production packages together for you, Joe. You let us know.
Well, I tell you what, coming into some voodoo child from Mr. Jimi Hendrix is firing up my morning, so thank you for that.
Well, it is about you. We are here to serve you, Joe.
Oh, good Lord. No, serve your listenership.
All right.
Hey, I got a little bit of quick business to get out there for listeners. I got some homework for you.
All right.
Under consideration in the U.S. Senate is the Critical Mineral Bill Act of 2011. It is a bill that would streamline the mineral extractions from the United States reserves, and Debbie Stabenow is co-sponsoring it, and we need folks to get Carl Levin on the bill. It's good for the environment, it's good for industry, it's good for national security, and it stops China from holding critical minerals hostage, which they're currently doing. So folks need to call Carl Levin at 202-224-6221 and ask him to co-sponsor the bill.
All right, that's 202-224-6221, 202-224-6221, and co-sponsor the bill.
Join Debbie Stabenow in co-sponsoring the bill, because she's already signed on board.
All right, just tell them the mineral bill, they'll know what you mean, the mineral bill, they will know what you mean. What minerals? Well, yeah, what minerals?
Critical minerals.
Critical minerals. All right, we'll come back to that. We got to call him the bridge, so I want to get to the caller, then we'll come back to that.
Right.
Joe DeSano, let's welcome Paul in Oak Park to the show. Paul, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Well, thank you. I just want to differ with Joe. I think that, I've never heard anybody try and compare Manny Maroon to a James Bond character before, and I think that's just a bunch of smoke. Really what it boils down to isn't so much of a private versus public argument either. This is a matter of what's going to be good for the region, the city, and the people. And to give a bridge monopoly to a person that's only interested in making profits and not really interested in the community, who's sitting on blighted property throughout Detroit and has put tons of money into paying off politicians and ads that, you know, just put into one of the projects, fix up the train depot, do something that's good for the city. This is the guy you want to reward by giving a monopoly of the bridge, and I think that's what it really boils down to and what irks people the most. He doesn't even cooperate with the federal government in doing his part of the deal as opening up the bridge that we now have, so that other people will be able to have businesses that would profit from the plaza. If somebody is standing in the way of progress, it's going to be another big lost opportunity if we don't build this second span away from where Manny Maroon is.
Well, you know what, and I would, Joe, I'm going to let you respond to that, but I happen to agree with Paul.
Well, I'm not here to defend Manny Maroon. I mean, I'm not on a payroll. I've never met the man. I'm much more interested in watching the governor get egg on his face here. I mean, I'm interested in the politics.
Hey, this isn't about the governor. Why make it about the governor? You know, he's busy playing politics at the expense of a lot of people in this region that can use economic development.
Playing politics, so that's my primary interest. And,
think about the people first.
Well, Paul, with all due respect, Joe is a political strategist, and so his interest and his commentary is going to be on political strategy. We don't have him here to be the editorial director of the show. He's here to talk politics and frankly.
But when politics throws the people of Detroit and the region under the bus,
it's a shame. And I agree with that, Paul. I do think it's a shame. But let's Joe DeSano and Paul, thank you so much for your call. Joe, for a moment, let's talk about that public or private ownership. You know, it doesn't have to be Manny Maroon that builds that bridge. I'm sure that if we were to put this out there as a region that we want to build a bridge, there would be contractors screaming and running to this project.
You know, my bottom line is I don't care who builds the bridge as long as it's built with union labor.
Fair enough. You know, that's fair enough.
You know what? That's my bottom line.
All right. We are going to go back to the phone. And I appreciate Paul's. I agree with what Paul said. And I do think this is about the region. I think we need the bridge. I think that, you know, it's a matter of national security. But again, Joe is here for his, to have a discussion on politics. And he's going to give us his point of view. And again, Paul can disagree with him all he wants. But, as we just found out, Joe doesn't back down. And there we go. We can go back to the "He Won't Back Down" song again. Let's go to Ralph in Livonia and welcome Ralph to First Shift. Ralph, welcome to the show. I want to thank you for calling First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
I want to go back to the subject of Ronald Reagan, whether he's was good for the country or not since he's left his policy.
Sure, Ralph, and just hold that thought a second. Joe, in case you're not aware, our poll question of the day is whether country was better off before or after Ronald Reagan. So that's what Ralph is referring to. And just want to make sure Joe knows what we're talking about. So go ahead, Ralph. Tell us what you think.
I think we're worse off. Some of his policies are still with us, and I don't think they were very good. First off, I don't know if your people realize that he was once the president of the Screen Actors Guild, which is a form of union, you know, the Hollywood actors and all.
Right.
And he deserted them by joining the Republican Party, he was against the union, the unions. Excuse my voice.
That's okay, Ralph.
He was against the unions, evidently, because that's the policy of most Republicans, you know. I think he was bought off by the Republicans. Here's a pretty popular. Although not a big star, he was a popular movie star. Maybe we can really prime him up to be governor of California.
Right, and then by extension,
later on, we can get him to be a run for president.
Right, well, you know, and Ralph, thank you for the call. Joe, I think this is a good topic for you because you are not only a political strategist, but you work on message. You're a messaging guy. And we had a call earlier. We talked about, you know, Ronald Reagan was great at message. Of course, I believe he was a horrible president, and I think we've suffered greatly and are still suffering as a result of his policies. But here's a case, Joe DeSano, as a strategist, where you got to look at a guy like Ronald Reagan, and you got to admire he probably played sleight of hand better than most ever will.
He was a transformative figure, whether you agree with him or not. I find him endlessly fascinating from a leadership perspective. He connected with people on a gut level. He was able to communicate in values, and that's something that Democrats very, very much missed the bus on. He was able to talk about abstract ideas and ideals in ways that Democrats just can't and frankly can learn a lot from. And you know, the caller mentioned the fact that he was the Screen Actors Guild. Not a lot of people know that he was a confidential informant for the FBI and a snitch.
Yeah, that's
true. In my world, snitches get stitches.
I like your world. In fact, I live in your world, Joe DeSano. hey, listen, before we get to the break here, we got to do that. We got more calls. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
All right, because we still have another story to get to, and I got a caller from Warren. I just need to know, do we have to ask him his age before we can bring him on, or is it okay just to bring on the call?
You can just bring it on.
All right, well, we'll get to that on the other side of this. I'm Tony Trupiano. Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies is my guest. The phone lines are ringing, 888-552-3595. Stay with us. We'll be back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes that ongoing construction along Telegraph, both directions roughly from 12 Mile to Maple. Unfortunately, that northbound traffic backing up onto the ramps from 696 and M10. We've seen some slow traffic on the Reuther as you're trying to come in towards Southfield, but all the way back from before I-75. Heading into downtown, you just have to be extra careful this morning. Looks like we've had some pretty slow going because of traffic signals being out. If you don't have a police officer directing traffic, or make sure you follow stop signs or treat everything as a four-way stop.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for a chance of rain throughout the day. Our high near 70. Tonight we may see some thunderstorms. A low near 63. Tomorrow also you can expect rain and a high of 78. Last check at Metro Airport, still overcast and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. At a nurses' rally in Washington this week, AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka repeated a warning to politicians that workers want a politically independent labor movement, and labor won't be supporting politicians who don't support workers. Trumka first sounded this warning at a National Press Club speech in May.
Powerful political forces are seeking to silence working people. Working people want a labor movement strong enough to help return balance to our economy, fairness to our tax system, security to our families, and moral and economic standing to our nation. And it doesn't matter if candidates and parties are controlling the wrecking ball or simply standing aside to let it happen. The outcome is the same either way to us. If leaders aren't blocking the wrecking ball and advancing working families' interest, then working people will not support them.
Trumka says AFL-CIO is redoing its entire political program intent on supporting only politicians who support workers. The U.S. Labor Department is suing the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services Child Protective Services Division for not paying overtime to hundreds of its employees. The suit alleges that 800 current and former investigators and caseworkers were denied the payments which are required under federal labor law. The suit seeks more than $1 million in back wages plus damages. New York City public workers have been cleared of intentional work slowdown allegations, Jesse Russell reports.
Do you remember all of the hoopla last December surrounding a New York City councilman who alleged he had evidence of an intentional work slowdown during one of the winter's worst blizzards? Well, last Friday, a report was finally released essentially exonerating city workers of any perceived wrongdoing. The report filed by the New York City Department of Investigation found that there was no evidence of a slowdown and that Councilman Daniel Halloran had no actual evidence that such a slowdown actually happened. Halloran was unable to produce evidence that city employees really had told him they were obstructing snow cleanup. The report did have one benefit, as it showed the city where it could improve in the future. For example, nearly half of the snow chains on trucks broke, and some workers became stuck in drifts for as long as 12 hours. Halloran, for his part, issued a statement saying the investigation didn't result in any definite conclusion regarding his statements, and he touted the courage of his convictions to take on the city.
This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour, Joe DeSano from Main Street Strategies with us. He's graciously agreed to stay. Joe, I appreciate that. We do have some other callers to get to. Again, 888-552-3595 is the phone number for the show. And again, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. Joe, let's welcome Greg and Warren to First Shift. Greg, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Tony. I just wanted to say my piece about Ronald Reagan. He was a terrible president. The economic situation we're in since his presidency, it speaks for itself. If people can't figure that out, then by now, shame on them. But I really think he was a bad president also primarily because he didn't stand by his principles. He flip-flopped for political gain, for his own self-advancement. So, I just say in general, I think he was bad for the country. But I did want to say also that, or ask, while we're talking about movies, movie stars, what happened to liberal Hollywood? What happened to the Hollywood that had a social conscience and used to make movies like The Grapes of Wrath and talk about the plight of working people? We don't have that anymore. Have the people in Hollywood, have they made so much money now that they have totally gone over to the dark side and that's all they care about is making money?
Well, I would suggest there's some truth to that. Joe DeSano, you want to ring in on that one?
Well, I got to say, we may not have films like The Grapes of Wrath or even Norma Rae, but we do have The Transformers 3. So that's one thing you want to consider of Hollywood, and I thank Hollywood for giving us The Transformers 3. That's really important work they're doing.
Yeah, okay. And, he does actually bring up, Oliver Stone doesn't even make the kind of ball-busting movies I used to love.
No, he doesn't. No,
so, the bottom line is it's about money, obviously.
Well, it's always about money. And that's just the reality of the world we live in. And it's a shame. To expect Hollywood, which, probably is a community of really gutless wonders, to have a social conscience and to expect them to produce those films, I think you got to look to other mediums. I think really literature is probably where you should be looking. I'm sure there's some good social conscious stuff being done there.
I'd suggest radio would be a place to turn.
Exactly right. I think the Tony Trupiano show is a great start.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with that. And we're going to get back to the money here in just a second. One more call, Joe, and then we're going to get to our Cinegrove story. Let's welcome Al in Commerce Township. Al, welcome to First Shift. You're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tony. Well, I have a question. Since the Reagan tax cuts were so evil and so horrible, and you yourself said that you don't feel that you're being taxed enough, are you voluntarily bumping your annual tax rate up to the 70% that it was before the Reagan years?
Oh, you are so funny. You must be the guy that sent me the email yesterday, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well, Al, first of all, you do realize that we're paying less taxes now than we have in decades. That under Ronald Reagan, we were paying 11.8% of our income to taxes. Today, we're at 4.68%. You're aware of that, right?
Oh, you know, absolutely, and that's why I'm asking. Are you personally, there's a little spot on your form where you can volunteer to pay more. If you feel that you are not paying enough, are you paying more?
Sure, as long as I would voluntarily give up more of my taxes if I could be assured that it's going to go to where I want it to go. Al, what are the chances that's going to happen?
Probably slim to none.
Slim to none. Al, that answers your question. Joe, you know, see, and Al, appreciate the call. You know, again, Joe, people don't understand that we have it better than we've ever had it. And it's the John Boehners of the world, and it's...
Well, some people have it better than they have
Well,
ever
thank
had
you.
It.
Yes, you're right. Some people,
and
not all of
caller,
us.
The caller chimes in with the Rush Limbaugh talking points, and it somehow ignores the fact that in the past 30 years we've seen stagnated income growth for regular working folks while all this money goes straight to the top 1%. I'm not going to defend a 70% tax rate. I think that's fairly outrageous. But I think we need to at least go back to the Clinton era tax rate. I mean, we've got an infrastructure that's rotting. You know, I've seen, this is a good example. I seem to remember when I was a kid that a power outage was a rare event anywhere. Now they're happening every time the wind gets up to 30 miles an hour.
Right.
You know, now you got Detroit emptier than usual because of this power outage. This is absurd, man. We've got to invest in bridges, high-speed rail. We got to invest in our people. And right now, with all the money, you know, two-thirds of the federal budget being money designated to Social Security, Medicare, and the military, we're not investing in the stuff we need to invest in to build a thriving future. And, you know, the caller throws down the canard. It's not about individuals voluntarily doing this. This is about us as a society, as a community, as, frankly, a family making a decision. And we got to do it together. Because Tony Trupiano giving away more tax dollars isn't going to be a drop. It's just barely a drop in the bucket. It's ridiculous.
Well, and listen, he sent me an email yesterday, Joe, and I do want to mention this Synagogue story because it's significant. But he did send me an email yesterday, and he says, well, you know, full disclosure, release your tax returns. I'd be embarrassed to release my tax returns. People would be shocked how I did last year. Seriously, it would be embarrassing if they saw them. You know,
well, is he going to release his?
You know what? I don't really care. I don't care what Al. You know what? It's people like Al that makes this country weaker, not stronger, Joe DeSanto.
You know what? I'll give him this. At least he's engaged in the debate as opposed to the vast majority of folks out there who are sheep and just not caring and being disenfranchised and not part of the process.
No question.
I'll give him points for that.
No question. All right. Yesterday, or the day before yesterday, maybe even earlier this week, John Clark, a city aide to Councilman Kenneth Cockrell, is being indicted for, you know, in this ongoing Synagogue scandal, Joe DeSanto, where, you know, officials, and that you can use that word in any way you want, city officials in Detroit were literally paid off, bribed, to garner votes for a contract that made some people, well, supposed to make some people extremely rich. I don't know, Joe. I just don't know when this stuff ends.
Well, I don't think it's going to end at any point soon. I mean, basically, you're looking at what is just a incredibly corrupt political system within the city of Detroit. But my beef actually is with the federal government on this. They are only focusing on one half of the equation, and that's the politicians themselves and the bad men who service them. Okay, you know, we've got indictments, we've actually had some convictions, but we've got no convictions or indictments of anyone that really matters. What I'm talking about are the executives at Synagogue who signed off on all of those payments. I mean, there was in the Free Press yesterday that they have documented evidence that the Synagogue people knew where the money was going. In fact, reimbursed J.R. Rosendahl of some of his payments that came out of his pocket. They reimbursed for bribes. They knew what they were doing. It's documented. Yet the feds aren't going after them. You know, it's like it's
You have to go after the source of the money, not just the bad men delivering it, not just the receivers of the money. You have to go at the source of the money. And until the feds focus on this, this is all a joke and a sideshow, and you're not going to change anything.
Well, you know, the again, if the if you go to the Free Press, and I'm sure it's, and I know it's still there. If you want to search for the article, it's quite lengthy, actually. Titled.
It's actually a two-part article so far.
Right,
and maybe a third coming.
There is a third coming, and so you can get part one. Part two was Synagogue Cash was reached by many record show. Now, the bottom line here, and you're right, Joe. This doesn't go away at any time. I'm deeply concerned about the future of this city, of the city of Detroit, Joe DeSano. There is no question that, again, we have another mayor that doesn't get along with the city council, and it's become, Joe, it's just become so commonplace that we accepted it as being it just as the way it is, and we're never, ever going to see any kind of progress in this city. We are not going to see a growth in the population. We're not going to see any kind of investment in its infrastructure. We are not going to see the kind of common sense leadership that we need in this city until, I don't know, until hell freezes over, Joe. I have no idea what the answer is.
I'm a little bit more optimistic than you are, Tony. Will say that I'm extremely and deeply disappointed with Mayor Bing to date. And I did a little bit of work for his campaign. And I did so with the feeling that he was really the best choice, and I'm willing to publicly admit I was wrong. And I, you know, it's a shame. I don't like to do that. But I think there is hope. I think there is hope in the city. I think you're going to have to look at some innovative ways to bring folks back in. You know, you've got a bursting, growing population in Southwest Detroit. In the Hispanic community, I mean, a lot of folks don't realize that's going on. You've got still an Arab population that is an anchor at like the 7 Mile and Woodward area. I think there's hope. I'm going to be a glass half full kind of guy on the subject.
Well, and
I'm not willing to give up quite yet.
Well, I'm not giving up, but I'm just discouraged. I'm discouraged because every time I turn around, there's just either another reminder of our past that seems to drag Detroit further backwards. And then, of course, we look towards the future, and I don't know, maybe Charles Pugh's not the right guy. Don't even like the way they choose who their council president is. I mean, it just makes no sense. Joe, thanks so much for your time. We'll look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Well, we'll talk soon. Then.
Absolutely. Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies. Mike, stay where you're at. We've got some calls to get to on the other side. I'm Tony Trupiano on First Shift. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll come back and wrap it up right after this. Stay tuned for more of First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid radio show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid radio show is for you.
The My Great Kid radio show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at MyGreatKid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. Participate in McDonald's.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Have gas prices gotten so high that you're actually considering buying a moped? You need to get to Advance Auto Parts at once for some incredible savings. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil with filter is now just $17.99. Find a better price and Advance will match it. See store for details. It's all you need for a complete Castrol oil change at the ridiculous price of just $17.99. Well, not as ridiculous as a moped. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Quiznos Flavor Theater presents Captain Napkin.
This is our calling, fellow napkins, to wipe smoky Quiznos barbecue sauce from proud chins, protect khaki laps from pieces of slow-roasted pork, and tidy up the scraps of toasty genius. Who's with me?
Yeah! Try our all-new large Quiznos Southern Barbecue Pulled Pork Sub. This or any large toasty favorite sub, now just $5. Quiznos. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Toasty. For a limited time, only at participating locations.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And we are back 10 minutes before the top of the hour. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org on Facebook for a shift. If you go to thetonyshow.org, you can join us on Twitter or Facebook right at the very top. I did blog yesterday. Welcome to the Grand Illusion is the blog post. And that's where our governor happens to live. Let me go to the phones and welcome Mike in Westland to First Shift. Mike, a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. What's on your mind?
Well, Tony, you know, we've talked a few times in the past, and we come from different philosophical perspectives. But I will say that when talking about Detroit and Synagro, it's not like Synagro is an isolated incident in the history of the city of Detroit. And what I find interesting is that until Detroit, it won't be until Detroit has some competition, because you have had Democrats in control of Detroit since 1960 of both the city council and the mayoral office. And so they feel insulated from any type of accountability because it's a bunch of Democrats running it constantly. And you have seen over that period of time an ever-expanded role of government within the city of Detroit, coupled with it a decline of the city of Detroit. And that's why you believe in an expansion of government and more of a role in our lives, and I believe in individual rights and being able to make good decisions on my own. And there is a role for government. I don't deny that. But I believe that government has overstepped its bounds on both a local, a state, and a national level.
Well, you know, Mike, I politely let you say what I believe, and I don't know why you feel like you can tell me what it is I believe, but I let you get away with it. So let me tell you what I believe. I believe that I don't know what the right amount of government is. I do know that like you, Mike, there is a role for government in all our lives. And I would agree that the city of Detroit, and I think it has absolutely nothing to do with the political party. I think it has to do very much with the people that lead that city. And for all intents and purposes, you know, the mayoral race and the city council race are nonpartisan. It just happens to be that the majority of people that live in the city of Detroit are Democrats. If you can show me a Republican that wants to run for the mayor of the city of Detroit and get elected, God bless them or her, let them go get elected. I'm for anybody that can turn this around, Mike. I am. And you and I both understand that Detroit really is the economic engine that moves the state of Michigan. And as long as they are broken, Mike, the state will be broken. Yes, go ahead.
Hey Tony. And in previous calls, and even after I've been off the air, you have told people you tell people how you think that I think. So you're guilty of the same thing that you just accused me of. Because I listen to this show because I'm not like a lot of libs that only tune into one particular station. I want to hear an opposing point of view so that I can go out and have to substantiate and justify my beliefs. That's why I listen to your show, okay?
Well, and I appreciate
that, Mike. Here again, Tony, I'll give you the example. You think Detroit's the engine that drives this state? I think you're out of your mind. Go on over to Grand Rapids. That's what's driving this state.
Now, that's what's driving the west side of the state. It's certainly
it's
not doing anything.
It's
not doing
Tony,
anything for me here
Tony,
in Southeast Michigan,
Tony,
Mike.
Grand Rapids in the western side of the state. It's been in a constant growth mode. Go over there, right
Mike.
Now,
Mike, if you listen to the show on a daily, Mike, if you're listening to the show on a daily basis, stop. If you listen to this show on a daily basis, as you claim you do, you will realize that I featured the city of Grand Rapids on this program 2 weeks ago.
Typical liberal tactics where you talk over people. You're like Chris Matthews.
All right, we're done with him. We're done, Mike. We're done. You didn't even hear a word I said. I just said we highlighted the city of Grand Rapids on this show 2 weeks ago. All of the wonderful things that are happening there. Don, welcome to my world.
Thank you. Very interesting exchange.
Now, you know, again, Mike, I appreciate him, and I'm glad that he didn't listen to a word I said. And then he says to me, well, typical liberal, you talk right over me. Now, I let him talk. I didn't interrupt him. I let him go a long time. Then he let me talk, which was nice. Then we didn't agree, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's going to just tell me what I'm going to do, and he's going to talk over me. It's my show. I get to push the buttons, Don.
That's kind of the neat thing about it.
Yeah, it is the neat thing about it. Hey, listen, we are almost out of time. I want to tell you that it was really fun to have you in the studio today. By the way, Don and I don't agree politically on lots of issues, although we're close on most of them. We have our disagreements. In fact, Don thinks that we're a better country after Reagan. We certainly disagree on that.
Yes, we do.
And at lunch, I will be kicking your ass. Or at breakfast, I'll be kicking your ass.
Well, that sounds like it could be a fun little luncheon.
Yeah, well, anyway. Thank you for coming in the studio today.
Thank you,
Dr.
I really appreciate it.
DrDsTackleShack.com. It's on the First Shift Facebook page. For those of you that want to do that, hopefully we're going to all be together again in October as we celebrate the 30-year anniversary of founding our fraternity, which, we didn't have much of a chance to talk about it, Don. It was really in response to a horrible hazing situation that was going on the Elma College campus.
Yep.
That was our answer to it. It worked. We're very proud of that, as we should be.
It's hard to believe that 30 years have slipped past.
Yeah. And I know that you haven't been to Elma in how long? How long has it been?
28 years,
yeah.
Maybe.
So yeah. It hasn't changed a whole lot. I mean, it has, but it hasn't. Mm-hmm. That part of it that you love is still there. I assure you, and Pizza Sam is still there.
Yeah, that's the part.
That's the best part. And so we'll be there in October. So you're going to have a safe trip home, and my love to your beautiful wife, Beth, and hopefully I'll get a chance to meet her at some point someday.
Yep.
But it was great to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Tony.
All right.
It's been great.
Okay, we're going to get ready to wrap things up. Radford, what do you got going on this weekend? I know that you've got a little time off. I know that you've got to rest that weary hip of yours.
That's it. Rest and relaxation now.
Okay. Now, I do have a list of prescription drugs that one of my listeners is offering you. So,
Are they legal ones?
They're legal. They're just not prescribed to you.
Oh, well, that makes it illegal for me, then.
Well, okay. I'm just letting you know. That's fine. So, anyway, you're going to absolutely refuse to go to a chiropractor. I already get that. So, I just, you know, trying to save you a little bit of money. But if you want to go out and spend that money, I'm not going to stop you.
Ever since I saw that Simpsons episode where he pushes people over a trash can.
I forgot about that. Well, anyway, I hope you have a nice weekend, and I know we've got a good week already lined up next week. Are you enjoying producing the show, by the way?
I am, especially getting certain guests lined up. Some of these people, I mean, they're going to come on and bring up some interesting issues.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, and Todd, if you're awake, did Todd wake up yet, by the way?
I'm here.
All
I'm
right.
Awake.
Come together.
Believe it or not.
Right now. All right, well, song of the day, Come Together by the Beatles. Thank you, Todrick. What are your plans for the weekend?
The only plans so far that I have is Sunday I'm volunteering at a youth soccer game, so I'm looking forward to that.
You're volunteering at a youth soccer game. I thought that once you became part of that registry, they didn't. Not just kidding. I'm kidding.
Thanks, Tony.
Have a good weekend. I know you probably should try to get a nap in at some point this weekend.
I hope so.
I can't wait to meet your mother. She must be a saint. I'm just saying. All right, we're gonna get out of here for today. Stephanie Miller coming up next here on 1310 WDTW. Love to hear from you after the show. Yeah, Mike, even you. Al, even you. Come on, guys, bring it on. Tony@thetonyshow.org. Have a great weekend. I am Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. I'm punching out. We'll see you next week. Be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes some heavier traffic along the Ruther westbound, coming up past 75, head now toward Telegraph, and Telegraph has the delays because we've got construction on Telegraph, 12 to Maple, Orange Barrels both directions, but northbound is what's backing up onto the freeway interchanges. Seeing a little bit of slow traffic still in pockets along M10 The Lodge near that Wyoming curve, and of course heading in through downtown. Traffic signals are out because of the power outage. Make sure you're very careful through there.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service: look for a chance of rain throughout the day. Our high near 70. Tonight we may see some thunderstorms. A low near 63. Tomorrow also you can expect rain and a high of 78. The last check at Metro Airport, still overcast and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.